Tonight's episode of Heavy Meta is brought to you by Face-to-Face Games.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to Heavy Meta, your source for magic news, entertainment, and comedy.
What is up, you fucking salad tossers? I'm Kevin Metal!
And I'm Maddie Studios.
And I'm Raging Gumby.
And I'm Tristan Gregson, and tonight on Heavy Meta, it's all about that Zendikar. We're going to talk about how shitty full art lands are, how spectacular full art lands are, how spectacular Eldrazi are, how shitty Eldrazi are, and I think you're getting the tone here. It's a little bit back and forth tonight. Maybe we'll talk about spoilers. Maybe we'll just talk about artwork. Maybe we'll just talk about Vorthos.
Yes.
Heaven help me.
Now, I want to point out the fact that before this cast even started, like, Maddie's on a roll. Maddie has already referred to, like, made analogies to packs of magic cards involving petroleum-filled jelly donuts, two sacks that are in his balls, and IKEA furniture.
Yeah, all of which were a little hard to follow, so it's kind of nice that we got some warm-ups. We did some reps on the old analogy.
Now we got to see where these end up.
You know what's funny? It's that I made the joke about IKEA furniture because it was worth $150, which is kind of what the price of one of the expedition lands is. But no, it was above their heads. They didn't catch it to the end, but that's fine. I did slip up saying that my two balls have two sacks, and I don't know where that was going.
Your balls have two sacks in them, and it's petroleum jelly filled donuts.
No, the brains of stupid people are filled with petroleum jelly donuts, or their ear holes. I'm not sure, but I'll say this. Welcome, everyone, to Heavy Meta. This is of course, an expedition-based, filled, I'm not sure, episode of Heavy Meta, where we're going to go deep on all things Zendikar that we know to date. Wow. I don't know about you guys, but since last time, holy shit, Monday morning, they just decided to be like, well, fuck it, we'll just spoil everything.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. They dumped a lot.
They went crazy on Monday, and then it just dried up, and I don't know.
It was super weird because it's like it was even an American holiday, and there was a long period there where they didn't do updates on holidays like that. So I was even more surprised to find all these cards sitting on various forms of social media.
Maybe that was part of it. They're just like, oh, they're all, fuck it. Everybody's sitting at home doing jack shit. It's Labor Day. Let's just fucking dump a bunch of spoilers on them.
I actually kind of liked it. It's pretty awesome. I'd managed to get a few hours, and I went down to head down to Face-to-Face to see Mr. Awesome Sauce himself, because it was his birthday on Tuesday. I wanted to say hi, and oh my god, while I was there, just so shit, all these Kiora, Master of Depths, and Obnixilis are getting dropped, and I'm like, what? Apparently there's octopuses.
Dude, I gotta say, I'm fucking stoked on fucking Bobnixilis. I'm having that guy fucking altered. Yeah, because that's exactly what his first ability is exactly what Bob does in my burn deck. I draw one card and lose one life.
He's Bob Nixilis.
It's Bob Nixilis. I'm having to, like, what I need to do since I'm trying to trade off my old Bobs for, like, Kevy versions, I need the old Bob artwork, like, as of Nixilis.
Actually, you should just go nuts, man. See if they can get you, like, a new Kevy Bob, but, like, maybe Proxy Guy could put some flames on him and ignite him, so it's Bob Nixilis ignited.
Different versions of Kevy. Like, Kevy is the modern master's Bob. This is just what I picture myself as.
Yeah, no, it's Kevy drinking a flaming maple is Bob Nixilis ignited.
In my mind's eye, this artwork for Bob Nixilis is exactly what I think I look like. So,
you know what? It's actually closer than you think.
It's probably more, Kiora is probably more accurate, is what I think I look like.
I thought it was, anyways, we're going to go deep. What do we want to start with? Do we start with the walkers? Because
I mean, do you want to start with the art rant that we were talking about before we went live this evening? It seems like it's on the tip of your tongue, and it seems like it's a pretty important topic.
All right. I don't want to go too far into it, but I will say this. The more artwork that I see spoiled, today we got Flooded... What did we get again? I can't even remember.
Flooded Strand.
Flooded Strand.
Was it Temple Garden? Flooded Strand, Temple Garden, and something else. I don't know. Sacred Foundry. Right. Here's the thing. When you look at, you know, Noah's artwork, and as it's meant to be seen, it is fucking astounding. Like, it's unbelievable. And it's just a real shame, you know, once you see it stuck behind that ridiculous fucking frame. It's just, I'm really sad because it just looks like shit and there's just, it's too complicated, you know? Even Klug Alters is like, I can't stand this. And he quickly mocked up what a textless version would look like, and it instantly just is like a home run. So, I know we've harped on it before, but, you know, I really feel like, oh man, it's, I feel almost, like this was like a once in 20 year chance to do something amazing.
Correct me if I'm wrong by calling these full art. Are they not like
they're not
like,
even now full that I'm art?
At it, well, no, I know, but like, I mean, not that's obvious. But even at that, like, I'm looking at like the mock-ups of these on, you know, on Mythic Spoiler. But then when you scroll up to what regular cards look like, if you look at the top frame, you know, the top of the frame of the full art ones or whatever that have that curve to the top, like the Planeswalker fucking curve, isn't that actually cutting out just a hair of the art compared to a normal fucking card? Because you've still got the whole fucking text box there, and then you've got the art, but it actually is a little bit smaller at the top than a normal fucking card. So it's almost worse than just a normal fucking card.
I don't, you know what? I don't even know. I just... It's just... Man, I think it's just... The artwork is beautiful. To me, yeah. I would just, like... You should showcase the art. And I know a lot of people, they immediately take the opposite side of like, hey, foil crypto commands. Oh my god, the world is ending. What's gonna go on? And I'm like, what is bounce, tap, draw, counter? Like, how is that complicated? It's not. Like, it's just memorizing what your card does. Yes, I'm sure the new guy playing across from you that's never played against crypto command before is gonna say, what does that do? You know, but like, come on, these are lands. They don't do crypto command style shit. They fetch. And when you look at something called Sacred Foundry that has a red-white border, and it says land, plains, mountain on it, you don't need the other text. Like, you could say, guy, this now, is a fetch land. Or a fucking
I still wonder, I brought this up last week, but I still haven't really got a solid answer. Is there any reason that they don't do, like, obviously they insisted on putting the text on there. Yeah. That's fucking, I mean, it sucks, but that's fine, whatever. If they're going to insist on doing it, why would you not do it the way that, like, the game day promos, are?
So,
like, you could at least not do that box in behind it. You could just put the text in there.
Sure. So, to do that, most lands, like, if you look at them so far, most lands have a dark bottom half to them, so then probably they were given some direction to do that. Now, the Flooded Strand does not, and maybe the Arid Mesa really doesn't too much. And yeah, it may be difficult to try and get that visually to pop out correctly. I just say, who cares if it's subtly hidden? Who cares if you can't read all the text? Well, like, it's...
Look at Stasis Snare. The mock-up for the promo of Stasis Snare. I can read everything it fucking says, but at least you can see the whole fucking art. And it seems like it would have been a lot smoother if they'd have done that.
I agree.
They wouldn't have got as much scrutiny for it, but.
I agree. Well, I mean, they're lands. You know what's funny? People are like, well, what if it was a creature or a spell? I'd be like, well, I'd give a shit less because these are lands. The game is built around mana. Lands should be lands. Like, for me personally, I think Magic should change. And lands should look nothing like regular cards. Like, I believe they should always look like full art and look completely different with no text on them. They're simple and don't need it. Yeah, for fetch lands, shock lands, I get it in a regular set. You need some type of box to explain these are different than regular lands. My point is, though, these are expeditions. These are treasures. These are things that you will rarely ever see in any game of Magic besides the 1% that are going to fucking play these things, okay? They're going to throw their fucking IKEA tables times four in their deck, and they're going to play these things. So
now, and this is the same thing, too, as the SDCC Planeswalkers. Nobody could fucking read those, and they had text on them.
Dude, boom. We played them in TSG's Cube. I was like, I'm not even going to... I didn't even play the Ajani because I didn't even know what it was fucking saying.
Maybe we fucked ourselves, and that's exactly what it was. Everybody's all, you can't even read the text on the fucking Black Planeswalkers. So they're like, okay, let's make sure they can read the text.
Okay, a Planeswalker is... I will give in there. You can't have a Texas Planeswalker. It's too complicated. But for a land with a simple rule that has two colors... I mean, here's what's funny. Like, for the Shocklands and that, Proxy Guide mocked up a combo symbol. I'm in, I don't know how, like, half fire or half red, half green mana symbol. Like, he's done those. Like, oh my god, you don't need, you don't need to write language. That's evident what it does.
We don't need no goddamn language.
We don't need no fucking words. I'm just saying, like, I get it. New players are gonna open them, and oh my god, one of them will get ripped off and the world will end. But I just don't think that's reality. I think the truth is most people who play this game are gonna be aware that there's a fucking expedition of some kind, whether it was text or not, wouldn't matter, because you're gonna open them and it's unsealed on the first draft anyways, or not draft, but the first day. Nobody's gonna lose their card. No evil shark is gonna come steal someone's textless promo. That's not gonna happen. So they're gonna go, hey, kid, it's foil.
It's gonna be foil, it's gonna have a different border around it, it's forest planes on it, or whatever it is.
I think the argument for keeping them this way is very small, and I think the benefit of having them look gorgeous and be timeless, like the John Avon art, is, for me personally, it outweighs. I'm for art. Yeah. I get that other people are like, well, they're not. But then if you're not for the art, why would you ever buy this? This is what I don't, understand.
I just got suckered into this though. Like, I didn't think about this part of it before. And you know how bummed I am now that, like, cause seeing the Sacred Foundry and the Arid Mesa next to each other, it really bums me out that I can't run all like eight of those in the deck together, because the art, you know, being like the art matching up like it does, and the oh man, that would be fucking sweet. But of course, I'm never going to buy a playset of either of these. So
I don't know.
Kind of a bummer.
Hey, dude, Sacred Foundry and Arid Mesas are supposedly going to be the cheap ones. 120. That's not, you know, 70 bucks for
Arid
a
shot. Arid Mesa won't be one of the cheap ones. It's still one of the more expensive fucking Zendikar fetches.
No, it's not. Only the blue ones are going to be like 300. The rest of them are going to be like, fetches will be 100, 120. Shocks, blue ones, sure, they may be like 150. But the regular shocks, 100, 90.
I don't fucking need them that bad. I've already got the other ones.
I mean, I guess that's true. I guess that's true. I just think, like, you look at these lands, and I tweeted a picture of, like, this is the the expedition version, this is the regular version. They're not full art. Like, so don't call them full art. You can call them expedition lands, but they're not full art. Obviously, there's a fucking giant text box on them. There's a horrible white backdrop. So, anyways, I don't want to get too deep in it, because I get it. You know what? You out there, Bob, you love these lands, and fuck, I want you to love those lands, and you buy those lands. But for me, they're just not there, man. I've got Proxy Guy. I got Ian. I got Les. They are good. I will have the versions I want. I will put them in my cube, and they will be glorious. You know? I live in Tony, he told me, he's like, you know, you can't get, because I was really worked up on Monday. It was hilarious. We were going off, and he's just like, he goes, you know what, man? He goes, you live in an alternate world. You and me live in an alternate reality where the proxy guy makes magic beautiful. That doesn't exist. It's just not real. In our minds, every card can look this way. And so when we see something, we're like, it could be. And Proxy Guy's like, it is. And we're like, it's not official. You know, he can make things just come alive, and you're like, holy shit, it could be this good? But anyways, that's like, you know what, that's like sitting there.
Oh, and what you were talking about earlier, I mean, you could still get around the whole bullshit if you wanted to, Maddie, because, like, you could still, like, you can do altered cards that are still legal. So you'd have to have him just strip it down, like, do his art, but he'd have to just strip it down to fucking nothing but the name, and then fucking do his little shenanigans over the top of it, and then you've got a legal card that looks way better than what's there.
That's true. Are you allowed? I don't think stickers are legal though.
No stickers.
Yeah, you can't put a sticker because it changes the weight of the card. But you know what we can do? This is what I'm thinking. A heavy metal SVU. We all chip in. We buy a playset of these fucking lands. We stick them in a giant lockbox, and we just put it in the middle of the hall wherever we're playing. And then we play with proxy guys. And someone says, "Hey man, show me those four Arid Maces." You're like, "Hold on a minute." And you just ring a
lock. Hold on, we gotta go get the lockbox.
Yeah, get the lockbox over here. There you go. Those are mine.
Oh yeah, that'd be sweet at like GP Vegas when I stand up and scream across the room for Maddie! I need the keys!
Yeah, I need the keys. And we'll just have a little silver bell. We'll all be very polite, you know? It's like, ding, 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 Jeeves! And he'll come over at the lockbox, open it up. The judge will count. And then, you know, the bell will go across the hall. Ding, 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 ding. Anyways, you know what? We gotta just move on, because apparently there's more important things, like, apparently the internet loves the word tango, and oh my god, we're not allowed to
I can't believe that took a day of
people's lives. Holy shit. Still don't care.
A day? There's a day. So dude, they're still talking about it a week later. It's insane.
No, I want to, like, I don't know if you saw my tweet earlier. It's they're Pokemon, Watermelon, Nintendo lands from here on out. Like, if we could all just, you know, if everybody can have their own, cause I've seen a bunch of other shit too that, like, it just, it's a why. Like, I mean, slow lands, I get it. They call the other ones fast lands, call these ones slow lands. That's fine. You know, but why, somebody heard that, thought it was clever, and yeah, I was like, oh that's kind of clever. I'm not going to call them that. And then the internet exploded, and they're like, they're got to be called Tango Land. No, they're fucking Pokemon, Watermelon, Nintendo Lands, just because, fuck it, why not?
I mean, I don't dislike that any less or more than I dislike Tango Land.
Exactly, that's the point.
It could be fine. I don't want to jump into this debate.
Basketball Frankenstein.
Yeah, I don't want to jump too far into the debate on this because it's like, it's to the point where even I'm just like, I don't even give a shit what you fucking call them anymore.
I will not be calling them that. I get it. Now, okay, here's my question. I was actually wondering about this.
Okay.
Is this like the first time this shit's happened? Because, you know, you've got I guess you'd call it like affectionate names for like a lot of the other ends. Like I said, there's fast lands, there's pain lands, there's fucking, you know, well, of course, dual lands. And then, you know, the next bed, enemy dual lands. All right, cool. Like, that shit just makes sense. It's straight to the fucking point. Like, is there any reason why people wouldn't just, hey, these are slow lands. They're kind of the opposite of fast lands. But no, somebody had to call
them. I'm just going to call them Zendikar lands. They are lands from Zendikar.
But then any land. Here's the issue.
No, because all the other ones have fucking names already. These ones don't.
No, they
don't. If there's a fetch land, it's a fetch land. When you say fetch land, what are you referring to?
See, but when I hear Zendikar lands, I just think, well,
that's a Zendikar land.
No, that's a Worldwake land.
What? Oh, man, fucking, don't you be getting all of my set bullshit.
But seriously, Tristan, like, when you say Zendikar lands, or because it's become kind of a thing in the magic culture, like, when you say Zendikar lands, you think the full art basic lands.
That's
like,
true. Although we're gonna get more of those. So now the title on those, I imagine, is gonna change. And just like fetch lands, when you say fetch lands, what do you fucking mean right now?
What do you mean? I mean, I'm fetching a fucking land. Here's the
issue. But it's from like four different sets.
Who cares? Here's the thing, what makes no sense. This is why everyone's upset.
I'm still wondering why people care. I'm just gonna call them Zendikar lands.
No, you're gonna fuck shit up. No,
don't.
You
know what I'm talking about.
Now you're making me fired up, bitch. Don't do this. It's not. No, look. All lands.
Listen. I turn the hat, it's like a switch.
Look, man, my ball's got two sacks apiece. I'm telling you right now, all lands have mechanical names. That's why shock. I get it. Fetch. But they should have them. They've made lands that there's no obvious mechanical name for them, and that's why the internet's having a shit fit. Because Tango, I'm not gonna fucking stand up and do a Tango. That makes no sense. That name is funny, but it is not mechanically accurate.
If Tango sticks, wait for it. If Tango sticks, can the Expedition ones be called Tango and Cash Lands?
Yeah, you bit Evan Irwin on that one. I saw that one. That was a great joke. Yeah, nice try. You thief, material thief right there.
No, I didn't realize that, but goddamn it, Evan beat me too.
I think the best thing that I've come up with yet is you just call them too basic. They're too basic, man. These lands are just fucking too basic for me.
Damn it.
It's like something Money Draft would say, you know? To the peasants. Too basic. Which land is it? I'm going to play my too basic.
I'm not going to care what they're called because I'm not going to use them, so.
All right, fuck this. Fuck this conversation. It's stupid as Tanglelands. It doesn't.
I don't actually know what any of them are called, so I couldn't even call them by their real names.
Oh, yeah, good point. The Cinder Gale.
It's like a drifting prairie or some shit, or I don't know.
No, I know Cinder Gale is the red-green one, only because
it's like, oh, is it that black-white land that does... Yeah, okay, I see what you did. Yeah, okay, go.
What?
And that's it.
Fuck.
Like, it'll be like... Black-white. Okay. No, I'm just saying, like, is it okay? It's those two colors, fucking whatever. I'm good with it.
Yeah, I mean, I have to give a shout out to Titus Lunter, the artist who did those lands. Wow, his shit is amazing. He was releasing some, like, high-res artwork of Cinder Gale. Who does that shit look?
Now, are you talking about the original, like, not, I guess they're all still original. Are you talking about the standard printing, or are you talking about the would-be, want-to-be full art version?
I saw that.
I saw that.
Art.
I don't know.
It must be the full art one. Cause yeah, I saw exactly.
Oh yeah, full art. Full art. Yeah. Well, huh. Air quotes.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah.
Shitty IKEA table full.
Air quotes Tango lands.
I'm calling those Expedition lands all IKEA tables. That's what I'm just calling them. Just fucking to be different. All right, we're not calling them that either. Anyways, we're not allowed to be naming cards because we're not good at it. So,
hey, why don't we just talk about cards in our lands?
There you go.
I mean, we got some of those spoiled, didn't we? We got a new 5-mana Wrath. Who gives a shit about that?
What? The Wrath is awesome, dude.
What makes it awesome?
You get an awaken creature, destroy
for
all
8 fuck mana.
Oh, come on, late in the game flexibility. You were the one saying how awesome awaken was. Before.
No, Awaken is a good ability. I'm not gonna debate that with you.
5-mana Wrath sucks, though.
Well, if 5-mana Wrath is the new norm, dude. So.
Yep.
Can't,
no more 4-mana Wraths.
No.
I mean, this one seems like almost too obvious that they would make it, especially in a Zendikar set, but there's all this new space we can work with for 5-mana Wrath of Gods. Destroying non-land creatures. Very, very interesting.
I know.
And the Awakening cost is 8 mana to make a 4-4. It feels like Awaken for 4-4 is going to be the jam for... Maybe that's just on the rares? Is the common uncommons making 3-3s? I ought to do more research.
Here's a question. Why would they say...
Hey, you know, I'm not going to do it.
Why would they say destroy all non-land and just not say destroy all creatures?
Because they want the fucking man lands to be able to survive.
But that's the thing. You don't want that. Especially, right? You want to kill shit. Like, what kind of board wipe is that doesn't wipe the board?
Yeah, the new Wrath of Gods in Magic are not good.
And, well, that's like saying the new Expeditions are not good compared to Proxy Guys versions. Of course they're not.
They want you to be able to swing in with your fucking man lands and then kill like, the turn, they're still
awaken,
fucking...
An Awakened theme deck.
But then I bounce off my opponent's man land. I don't know. You know what? I don't think it's bad. I think for this set it's cool.
Well, on your turn, they're not still going to be a man land, are they? They're just going to be a land.
No, when you awaken a creature, it stays...
Kevy's talking about traditional
land. Oh, yeah, man. Okay, gotcha. Or
It's a little harder to catch an opponent's man land with a sorcery speed removal spell in general.
Or
right, that's true.
Or are we calling them lady lands? Oh, no, more controversy!
God damn it. I don't even want to fucking get into it. All right,
we're not going there.
I never heard it pronounced controversy.
I said the cat.
This whole episode.
You've never been to the gas lamp district.
That's what he said. All right, yeah, I don't
know. That level of excitement pretty much encapsulates a new Wrath of God. There used to be a time when the spoiling of the new board sweeper was not only impactful, but elicited much conversation. But nowadays, I feel like we can just kind of bank on something's going to cost 5 mana. It might be black. It might be white. It's going to have almost minimal to zero impact beyond the fact that it's a board swipe sweeper and Magic goes about its business.
Well, right. When you give us Languish, yeah. Who cares, right? Don't give us Languish, and then maybe the metagame's different.
I guess people are still playing that card. I think that it's seeing as much action right now as Crux of Fate.
Yeah, because Dragons is back. Hey, welcome to Zendikar. Still playing our Dragon decks. That'll be funny. They better give us some more juice. Although, let's talk about the most...
Give us some more juice?
No, I said juice. I said juice, man.
You said juice.
I said juice. Yeah. Hey, man, in Canada, the sea is silent.
What?
It's the Jews. All right, so the Jews.
I want to drink the Jews.
You like to drink Jews? Oh my God! Please, I don't want to edit this. Mark. Okay. So let's.
We're talking about these fucking planeswalkers.
Fuck the planeswalkers. Okay, we gotta talk.
Yeah,
we got.
Let's talk about Vanilla Tenpen.
No. Hey, my choice. I want to go first. This card, out of all the cards,
you love that card. I thought you were Jack to talk about.
I don't want to talk about that card yet. There's a better card. Zadahedron Grinder is fucking insane. Last week, we all said how we hate allies and it sucks and none of us want to play allies because they're horrible. Well, guess what? I'm 180ing now. This guy has changed my mind. If they're going to give me allies that are this cool, man, I'm all on board, dude. I want to
talk me through it. What does this card do?
Fuck him.
No, dude. Okay, so this is a legendary creature goblin ally. He's 3 and a red. He's a 3/3. But whenever you cast an instant or sorcery that targets him, you copy that spell for each other creature you control. So,
that
become immense on him. Boom. Become immense your team. Crush. I think this guy is absurd. If there's a way...
Why would you go become immense? Why don't you just, like, the Titan strength or whatever it is? One red, same color, +3/+1, scry one, fucking scry a billion,
sure.
Plus a billion.
Sure, but I'm just saying, like, what? You're probably going to want to run a couple of become immense, a couple of, you know, Titan strengths. Like, I think that they're all good, man. If there's something, I couldn't think if there was a card that granted trample. I don't think there was a sorcery or... Is there?
Yeah, I think there's a green one.
Is there a green one? I don't know. Oh, no, it was...
I think it's out of Theros, though, so it won't be...
No. It's Team or, no, it's one, team or Battle one Rage. Out of a, so. Yeah, Team or Battle Rage. That was the red card.
Oh, I was thinking of one that was slightly better than that. Isn't there something that's +2/+2 in trample?
Team or Battle Rage has trample? And it's amazing. What are you talking about? What?
Is it?
Doesn't
it's
it?
It's not that good.
Oh, I thought... anyways, whatever. I'm just saying this. That guy's awesome. Turn 4, drop him. He's a must-kill, because you know next turn you're dead.
It's just a hill giant, right?
Yeah, he's just an ordinary hill giant. But, like, think about this. All the other allies that you're going to have the ability to play with, all we need is a good 1-drop, a good 2-drop. We already got a good 3-drop if you want to run white-green. But if we can keep in red, maybe green. Like, I'm thinking green-red allies... Whoo, man, I love it. That looks awesome. I'm excited.
Just make a new Goblins deck in Modern with this.
Yeah, actually, maybe.
Just because then everything you target, like instead of like all of a sudden it becomes like you're running like an Infect deck, but
yeah,
with fucking like it just with some pump spells, but then it just pumps this ridiculous Goblin team and fucking. But what's that goddamn card I used to love? It's like got a dude on the front. Goddamn it! What's that?
It's got a dude on the front.
It's got a dude on the front. The red fucking
99 of all like magic cards, 99%.
It's a fucking, it's a red enchantment. Fucking
a red enchantment with a dude.
Red enchantment, dude playing with fire sticks. Fucking god damn it, it's gonna piss me off. It's a dude playing with fire sticks, and he fucking Ravnica, or not original, Return to Ravnica.
A dude.
He's fucking. Oh god, it was sweet.
Madcap skills. Madcap
skills. Thank you. Yeah, that's
unfortunately it's an enchantment.
Oh, that sucks. Never mind.
But there's instance.
There's gotta be cool shit like that. But yeah, that's just the first.
I mean, you're right, dude. Damn. Like even Goblin Pile Driver and this guy already feels like the beginning of something. Give us a couple more goblins.
That might make goblins kind of fun and modern. I don't know if it'll be fucking.
I don't think he's modern.
Like
I don't.
Out of hand.
I don't know. Modern.
I guess the only relevant information I can bring to this cast to do with magic is if it's modern legal.
tainted strike. Infect goblin allies. There you go. Black red.
Yes.
Taint.
There you go.
And you only splash for tainted strike and this guy, so you can pull it off like once in a blue moon. Right. And then your opponent's like. Path to Exile.
It's like I love Maddie. Maddie's one of my favorites because like some days you're so fucking Vorthos hard on, and today you just have this really bad like Johnny combo card.
That dude
that you're all about.
That is a fun card to play with. Come on,
remember Hard Scales?
No, I agree. It's mono fun all day. Yeah,
I think that's the cards that we always lock into is those mono fun cards, like Hardened Scale. Like we did the same thing.
Oh,
back
dude. Like, Hardened Scales.
This is the Hardened Scales and Deflecting Palm of this set for sure.
Yep.
You know what? You're right. You know what this card is? It's a getcha. That's why we like it. Cause it's like, getcha. Ah, I won. Ah, put the cards down. Like, I don't know. I think this card's awesome. The art is astoundingly good. The high res of that guy's just beautiful looking. I love it. Like this, the one thing I hated like last time, I just didn't like how the allies felt. I don't know. I love it. Like so far, this feels really good. I'm down. I'm excited. I think this card is sweet.
I do. I will say the art looks pretty sweet on him. Like most goblins are ugly as fuck, but this one looks like a badass.
And in foil,
ooh. Yeah, be pretty sweet.
I don't know. What else have you guys seen that's interesting that you guys like?
Fucking. Bob Nexilis, man. Yeah. I like that.
All right, let's talk Bob, because of all the Planeswalkers so far, I think this guy has got... I don't know. I think he's...
It's pretty fucking sweet.
I mean,
I think he's got... I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, so I think he kind of reminds me of, like, Liliana. Like, he's going to be a one-of...
Which Liliana?
The shitty Liliana. Well, not the shitty. The first Liliana.
A mediocre to not great magic card.
He kills him, dude.
Start with 5 loyalty and then have a -3 ability are kind of awkward.
He draws cards, dude.
I mean, like, I guess this guy, in a way, helps catch you up if you're behind. Gaining loyalty and drawing cards is nice. And you can kill creatures, which is, to protect himself, takes care of direct threats. It just this guy feels like a glorified enchantment, and at 5 mana...
I think you insulting bastard. He is like, I'm a planeswalker, and I'm a demon, I have beautiful art, you called me a glorified enchantment. What the fuck? He's better than that, come on. This card could absolutely...
I'm not sure about that. Like, if you think about raw power level...
Okay, he's not raw, sure.
And I compare him to, like, Phyrexian Arena... In the right. times and decks and places I want that effect.
Oh my!
I don't want to start doing it at 5.
Of course.
But at the same time, he is modal, so he's more of a sorcery in that respect, where he's like, he comes down, takes care of the biggest problem, and then builds back up with card advantage. I think that's where you're going to get the best use out of this card. It's going to be a 5-mana kill spell. I mean, think about it in, like, Abzan Mirrors right now.
Yep.
If you were to have, like, this is kind of a one-off. It's kind of, almost like a mini Ugin.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, we're gonna lose Garrick.
See,
we're gonna lose Garrick. You're gonna lose the evil, tainted Garrick. So
7-mana hunt Garrick?
Yeah, so you basically are gonna have Ugin, and what else? I don't know, I think he's got something. I'm not saying he's
so
the
like
best.
So like the Esper Dragons deck, or the blue-black control deck.
Oh,
that's where I definitely think this guy
I could
falls
see
in,
two of
actually.
These.
It's like blue-black control, fucking shit like that.
Yeah, I could see them running two of these easy. It just, all right. I mean, it draws you cards, dude. Like, that's already not bad, but I don't know.
Yes, it's hard to knock a planeswalker that draws cards. It really is.
And he's not blue, so like.
Hey, yeah, exactly. He's not blue. I can draw cards now off a planeswalker. It's insane.
Hey, what does David think? Because he's the one that's probably going to build a deck that's going to, like, beat the next SCG Open with this guy. So we have to know if this is real or we're just talking out our ass right now.
Yeah.
Honestly, I have not been paying attention to spoilers. I've been dealing with stupid shit. Yeah,
well, that's
like
for David.
To be fair, though, like I will be more involved in the near future because a lot of the shit that I've been dealing with, I've kind of gotten resolved.
Nice.
So, that's good. So you should start seeing me like actually tweet and talk to people and. Be, you know, a presence again.
Ruin up them sweet decks with this new set.
Yeah, well, the bad thing is because I was going through all this fucking nonsense, I didn't pre-order like I normally do, so I am not actually getting any boxes of Battle for Zendikar, which is fucking upsetting and sad. But I'm sure I'll catch up later.
Dude, there's going to be so much of this product. Don't worry.
I'm not sweating it, but I like having it early.
Yeah, I
know. Normally, I have the cards that I want if I'm building a deck. And,
right.
You know, so with my new job, it's going to be difficult to do what I was able to do before and just sit at the computer and kind of brew. Now I actually, you know, go out
have
and
to do work.
Change and do shit.
Well, you know what? It's okay. Me and Kevy will brew your deck for you, and you just play it.
All right. Well,
it was a fun run
on this podcast.
Yeah,
there's
no shit. Like,
recipe
hey,
for disaster
go,
there, right there.
Hey, you're going to play the standard version of Green Machine. Yeah. Have fun with that.
with Bob Nixilis thrown in.
Yeah, with Bob Nixilis splashing in.
Mono white deck splashing Bob Nixilis.
Because Kevin likes it.
Fuck?
We just pick cards that have sweet art on them.
Yeah, but it's a fucking sweet card.
Yeah, it's a fucking sweet card.
All right,
well let's tell the people at home exactly what this Obnixilis does. It's, right. What, double black, 3 colorless, enters the battlefield with 3 loyalty. For plus 1
no,
loyalty,
it enters
you lose
the
ba- a point.
No, enters the battle with 5 loyalty.
What did I say? I thought I said 5.
You said 3.
Oh, sorry. I was getting a little ahead of myself.
Sorry?
God.
Well, I'm not actually looking at
get
it.
It.
I'm
together.
Trying to read it off of memory.
God, do you,
is anyone
cheap.
Actually looking at the card?
It's like you got.
I would get a drink, and when I get back, TSG better know what the fuck he's talking about.
So you're plus one, you draw a card, and you lose a life in that order. Then for -3, you can destroy a creature. And then for -8, target opponent gets an emblem. Whenever a player draws a card, you lose 2 life.
So basically, you're dead.
See, you motherfuckers thought
how,
I was
how much
stupid
fun is
when
that?
When I said they're gonna start giving us ways to get rid of emblems, like shit, this is an emblem you might
oh,
want to
no,
get rid
please
of.
Please let's not have that conversation again. That was so deep.
That was terrible. Sorry about that.
From now on, whenever someone references that, we stop the conversation immediately, and I'll put a note. It says, like, see episode 141. The half an hour where we just talk about that.
Oh, God, I can't wait till they print a card that says remove target emblem, and then I get to just post that as my Twitter name. Dude. See episode
141. Yes.
So are you guys still talking about Obnixilis?
Nah, I don't know.
I mean, not really.
All right, fine, fuck it. I don't even care. That's a stupid card.
We want to hear your opinions on it.
Fuck that card.
I dig this card. Fucking TSG doesn't seem to be too enthralled by it. I like him a lot, but you know how I play Magic, and, you know.
I think this
I would say he is very mediocre. Like,
so he's like extra medium.
Yeah, he's the model of a C-plus student. He's a decent planeswalker. I could see him making the cut in, you know, some sideboards or one or two of in some control decks. You know, he defends himself, you know, and he still survives. He starts with a good amount of loyalty. He replaces himself if you plus it on an empty board. His emblem is, you know, in a control deck, it's actually pretty threatening because you do this and then you go, oh, well, I'm going to treasure cruise or, you know, dig through time. And it's like, well, shit. So, yeah, I would say he's mediocre. He's in the right deck and the right builds. Depending on how the metagame shifts up, he could be very good.
He's like nothing breakable. Like, there isn't
he's not one of those cards you look at and you're like, holy shit, this is going to see a lot of play.
Right. It's just utility, I guess.
Yeah, it's fine. It'll see play in a lot of EDH decks that run black. It's, you know, just fine in there. I would say he's very vanilla, and they hit the mark. Like, he's playable. He's, you know, he does things that people want to do in Magic, and he'll.
That's the most
people will buy it.
That is the most generic. Yeah. That is the description. What you just described is every Magic card ever. Well,
it's
a piece of paper. It's a piece of paper.
No. You look at Tibble, you're like, that's a Magic card that does things that people want to do in Magic. No, it doesn't do a goddamn thing you want
to
do in Magic.
That was perfect. That was the best way to describe this as the fucking Planeswalker, because it was pretty vanilla. And it was, you know, it's just straight up the middle. And that's what, you know, we've all kind of agreed that this guy is. Oh, I like him just because of his style. But, I mean, hell, that was the best way to describe him. Like, meh.
All right, well,
that's basically what
he is. He's not bad, but he is certainly not great.
All right, well, let's move on to something that I think is actually a slightly better than Kiora, Master of Depths. Two green and a blue, starts with four loyalty, plus one, untap up to one target creature and up to one target land. So very Ralzeric ish plus another. Right, with that trident, with that tentacle.
That's a Biden. I don't know whether you know.
I don't.
Numbers.
She's not. She doesn't go three, but three way. Well, I don't know. That tentacle suggests something. But -2, reveal the top four cards of your library. You may put a creature and or a land from among them into your hand, put the rest in the graveyard. So, pretty interesting. Could fuel some type of dredge or reanimator or delve strategy. I'm not sure what you're doing there. And then an emblem, which is basically you make absurd. This is probably the coolest emblem. Come on. This emblem right here is a challenge to every heavy meta SVU winner, member. I don't know, whatever you are. Make this happen. Make Kraken fight happen.
They're all fucking winners.
That's right.
If you're a part of that.
Yeah, you're already a winner. But how cool is this? So you put three 8/8 octopuses onto the battlefield, boom, and you have them fight shit. Like, come on! I want to play this. Maybe they're tuning Magic cards to be unplayable in Eternal formats, but fun as hell on the casual table. Because this is fun!
Wow, I mean, I think this is actually a good card in disguise then, if you think it's all about making some octopuses.
Well, no, I think this is value.
This card is like mono combo tastic. It is very fortuitous for Standard that fucking Nykthos is leaving the environment at the same time this card is coming in, because here is your opportunity to talk about fucking Modern, Maddie. You want to talk about combo decks? You could just pop off with Kiora and
what?
Devotion.
But do you need Kiora in? I think you don't need Kiora in those Devotion decks. Do you? I think they're
you
faster.
You could make so much mana.
Yeah, but I've played against Modern Elves, and it's turn 3. They're crushing, so I don't know, Nate, I don't know what you would take out or put in that this does something. I'm not the, I'll have to speak to a couple of the players that, that brew with this and see what they think.
This shit's way over my head.
It, well, modern elves is just so fast that, yeah. Do they need that? I'm not sure, because you got to remove some elves to play her, and then, I don't know. Is that good or not? I think it's cool. But
I think this card is a brewer's paradise, and I think it's great that we're looking at the emblem and thinking about how much fun it is, because I do think that emblem is pretty fucking sweet, but I think that that plus ability is really going to garner all the attention. I mean, that's like a Connolly Woods style of abusability and an ability right there. Yeah. And it screams, I mean, again, maybe if Modern slowed down a little fucking bit and all of its tournament results wasn't fucking infect and robots all the time, it'd be a little bit easier to talk about a 4-mana planeswalker that's going to generate a ton of mana. But it definitely feels like something that could be explosive and lead to a lot of degenerate stuff.
I mean, but you say that, but then I'm like, yeah. Ral'Zaric hasn't done anything in Modern, so...
Ral'Zaric doesn't double the fun, though. You got to remember, Ral'Zaric only gets one permanent.
Right, this is a land and a creature.
Well, you have to tap your something your opponent controls, right? I thought you could tap or untap anything. Isn't that...
Ral'Zaric is tap a thing, untap another thing.
This is untap up to one creature and land, and up to one land.
And it also happens to be in green, which, you know, helps a little bit.
All right, well...
Eggs for combo pieces at the same time. Like I think that this card, I want to play with it in cube.
Oh
that's
yeah,
for sure.
Cube. That's... It's Stasis Lockman right there. No, that card is gonna be stupid in cube, man. But
oh, sick! What an excuse to put Stasis in the cube. Awesome.
No. Yeah, that card is banned in my cube. I can't play it. That card's horrible.
What a surprise. No one has brought that up yet. I'm just clamoring to put Stasis back in the queue.
No! I don't know. I think this card's awesome. I think it's going to see some fringe play in Standard. I don't know if there's anything in there that yet is super amazing. Maybe some teamer deck could totally do something with this. I was surprised we got that land, the Eldrazi land, which is apparently Temple of the False God, but shittier. So that's kind of...
Yeah.
But it's not legendary. But it's still too...
Neither was Eldrazi Temple.
Yeah. Maybe they're just saving, like, a super awesome mythic land that, yeah, like, I don't know, tap 5 for an Eldrazi or something. Then that could be stupid busted, right? So.
Or it's possible that they just, you know, aren't going to print a land of that power level anymore when they print so many more Eldrazi.
Yeah, but all the Eldrazi seemed quite powered down, and they all seemed to be very synergistic doing other things, like... They want you to be devoiding and ingesting and
there's just no reason. Like right now, there's no reason to reprint Eldrazi Temple, and there's definitely no reason to print a better version of that card.
All right. Well, maybe some way to like fetch something up would be cool. Then you untap it, fetch again.
Yeah, another Eye of Ugin-esque magic card could be entertaining, but again, I don't think that. I mean, lands are already doing so much in this set that this set and the next set. I have zero expectations to see a card that rewards players for playing Giant Ko's monsters.
Yeah, in fact, you know, it's funny. Rise of the Eldrazi Draft was back, and I'm just like, yeah, for everyone saying it was like so awesome, it really is kind of like depressing when someone's like, hey, turn 6, boom, Emrakul, you know, eat that shit, and you're like, well.
That's still very difficult to do.
It is possible, though. It is possible. Maybe turn six.
Formats of all time. Well, I'm gonna let you finish, but Rise of Eldrazi is easily one of the best limited formats of all
time.
Listen, Kanye.
Yeah, Innistrad was better in my opinion. But we're here to talk about Zendikar Spores. So let's move on.
All right. My money is Obnixilis. Totally, you know, a pinch hitter. That's a card that might see some fringe play, but I really don't think it's a powerhouse in Standard. It's not going to break anywhere else. I don't even know how many kitchen tables are excited for it. Meanwhile, Kiora, that's a card that the casuals are going to love, the super casuals are going to love, the competitives are going to try to break. It's got a little bit of all the great ingredients. You should definitely pick that card up.
I agree. I mean, Rattleclaw Mystic right here, boo. What?
Boom.
Sure.
Turn 3 it.
What?
You could even untap your Rattleclaw Mystic in a land and play another 2 drop. It's not akin to Lotus Cobra, but it's already doing a lot of cool shit.
You could probably make some. The thing is, they're too scared to print a 1 mana elf anymore that makes mana. So, You know, with a two mana
elf. Did they do that, like, the last few sets?
Yeah, well, there's no one mana elf anymore.
Elvish Mystic? That's not a thing?
That's rotating.
Yeah, it's
though.
Gone, dude.
Yeah, but you just said they're too afraid to do it. They did it the last two sets.
No, they didn't? What are you talking about?
Elvish Mystic is a reprint from a core set.
M15. Then they printed Khans, Fate, Dragons, Origins. Now Xenogard's five sets.
It's still in standard.
But I'm saying five. Yeah, it's not the last set.
They're not going to print like two in standard.
I don't know. Well, then there you go.
I think they'll do it.
I predict that you will see a one mana dork within the next two or three sets.
I'll take that bet.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh. All right.
All right.
What's the bet?
Winner gets
a Tarmogoyf.
No. No.
I can't hear Steven talking.
No. It's got to be you got to play for an expedition. Got to make it. Come on. This is the expedition bet. You guys got to one up.
Winner gets to punch the other one in the face.
See, that's also not worth it. That's so not worth it. No. Come on.
I don't want to punch you. That's not something I'm interested in.
I really
want to
punch you, but I'll do it if I win.
It's my punch in the face versus your what?
Come on, expedition.
Punch in the face.
No, expedition, man.
Punch in the face.
All right, fine. You guys, if you won't take the bet seriously, I think you should.
Cheapest expedition.
I'm trying to take the bet.
Cheapest
seriously.
Expedition.
That's fine. Expedition. That puts something on the line.
It's going to be the shittiest one. It'll be one of those Tangle lands.
Let's hammer this out properly. Right.
Yeah, okay, so whenever the deadline is.
In the next two sets after this one.
Ooh, he's giving... Okay.
Two sets. I said two or three, so depending on what the bet is.
You haven't seen all of Battle for Zendikar yet, so it's like 2.5 sets, right?
Oh, he's splitting hairs fucking rolling over here.
He's clarifying.
M15 is going to rotate. When this set comes out. So that means your one mana Elvish Mystic is disappearing.
Yes.
So the next two or three sets?
Well, you can't say two or three. It's specific.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do we want to go with two or three?
Oath of the Gatewatch is set number two. Okay. And then Snap, Crackle, Pop, or Fuck Yourself is whatever the next set is. I don't fucking know what they're called. If it's not in there, if there's not an Elvish Mystic magic card, I'm talking about a one mana...
Yeah, Birds of Paradise.
Or Birds of Paradise. One mana
Birds
green
of Paradise, creature. Noble Hierarch, Elvish Mystic, sure. Llanowar Elves, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, any mana.
One mana creature that the next turn it can tap for mana.
Oh, okay. Right. So this.
What if it's conditional? Yeah. What if it's like.
No. That's like they printed Noble Hierarch. That does not count as a one mana dork.
What?
All right. So here, like, you know, that new. It wasn't Noble Hierarch.
Not
was,
Noble Hierarch. Whatever.
Yeah, that
the
thing
something
is not
hierarchy.
Real.
That's what I'm saying. It's one mana. It taps for mana if you do something. That's not a one mana dork.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Right? I think we can all agree on that, right?
Agreed.
Absolutely. All right.
So, okay.
So whatever... saying the bet will be an actual one mana dork, not something that's conditional.
How about this? It's a mechanical replacement for something like Birth of Paradise. Right? That's what we're talking about.
Well, I think we're all in agreement here. It's a green... It has one toughness or more. It taps for a colored mana.
Watch it be white. And Gumby will be like,
yeah,
no!
I was gonna say no, we can't screw Gumby by saying it's gotta
be
green.
It could be any color.
No, yeah, it can't be, it doesn't have to be green. It could be anything.
Oh, sure, whatever color you want. But it has to tap for colored mana.
Colored mana. But, that being said, now I'm gonna be like, it doesn't matter if it says fucking colored mana for a certain type. Fuck you. It's colored mana. It's one mana. Can tap the turn of the next turn. So, like, that stupid elf that came out in fucking Origins, that fucking counts.
No, because that doesn't count, because it has
That doesn't tap for colored mana the turn after you cast it?
No.
No, it doesn't?
No, it has to get a trigger on it.
No, it doesn't. You tap it for mana to cast whatever elf you want.
Well, that's conditional.
Yeah, that's conditional.
Because it has to be an elf.
Right.
You're conditional.
You're
a towel.
That's shit against me. You're a fucking towel.
No, it has to be a one mana elf.
You're a wasp claw.
You're a bucket. Send the cat to the milk. Listen, I'm telling you guys, look, I think.
Send the cat to the milk.
Look, a one mana, let's just move quickly. It's a one mana elf or a.
I should have eaten today. This rum is fucking me
it's
up.
It's a one. He's making a bet on this day, too. It's a one mana creature. The taps are coming.
Yeah, whatever. Take my fucking money.
Go.
Does that make you feel better?
TSG's like, absolutely.
All right. So when the next When the first set of the next block is fully spoiled, and we don't have Elvish Mystic 4.0 or whatever, the loser of the bet buys the winner of the bet
the cheapest
Zendikar expedition card from Zendikar.
Fair?
For battle for Zendikar.
Locked in.
And or punches them in the face.
Okay, and or
punches them in the face.
I think that's the best deal you're gonna get to if you take it.
I think we gotta pull the and out of the fucking text there. It needs to be or.
Yeah, or.
You don't get both.
Yeah, you don't get or.
All right. I'll agree to those terms.
All right, you heard it here first, folks. The second bet is engaged.
We gotta spread the word so we don't have any of this Tarmogoyf shenanigans in the future where Maddie's trying to talk shit about what the price of Tarmogoyf
is. I am not. We were using MTG Goldfish. It was up on my screen. We were all talking. All right, doesn't matter. It's all good.
We got timestamp for this shit. Plus, we've got, like, Bruce the retweeter. Yeah, like, that motherfucker is going to he'll find it for us.
He'll make it a GIF. Don't worry. An animated GIF. Remember this bet? All right, let's move on to spoilers, because we got some other shit in here. Now,
who doesn't love two vanilla 10-10s? Two scoops of 10-10s? Desolation Twin? Is that a magic card or just for fun?
I think that's a pretty good card, dude. Even if it gets countered, you get your at least one 10-10?
What?
Yeah.
Is it when you cast?
Yes, when you cast Desolation Twin.
Wow.
So go ahead and Cryptic Command my guy and bounce my other token. Actually, can you do that? Can you stack the triggers like
actually
that?
Actually, worse.
That would suck.
I want to reanimate it and get a 10-10.
No.
Can't.
It has
it.
To be cast. But the card is legit. That's pretty dope. I don't know if it's something that... I mean, there's obviously better options in Eternal formats, so... I don't know, but for Standard, I could totally see this guy... It depends if we...
Wow.
Think about it. It all depends on the curve. If we get a curve where 10 is the fastest way to hit...
Your 5-mana Wrath looks so terrible now, and they got two 10-10s, and you're just like, okay, well, I'm going to spend 5 mana, and now you don't have either.
Uh-huh. Right? I don't know. I think this card is pretty cool. It kind of feels... Well, it doesn't really feel Eldrazi. Like, it feels like giant green creature, but sure, it's cool. Art's cool.
I think your future QR deck might enjoy this card.
Yeah. I could see that. Could be good. I don't know. I mean, it's very vanilla. I mean, it's funny that now that you've said the word vanilla, every card I look at is like, that's pretty vanilla, but... Alright, we can go with it. I don't know. What else we got? That card is like, it's a 10-10. It makes another dude. All good.
You got a new Banishing Lights.
Ooh.
This time it has Flash.
That card... Okay, so that card, Stasis Snare. 1/2 white enchantment with Flash. When it enters the battlefield, exile target creature an opponent controls until Stasis Snare leaves the battlefield. I just want to point out that we did call this card about a month ago when we were like, oh yeah, I'm sure they're going to have Hedrons, kind of a Hedron trap that exiles a creature. Boom. Just want to say that. But also,
gosh, I don't remember that at all. But let's take credit. All right,
sure, Bruce. Timestamp that.
I think Maddie just said.
No.
We're like, whatever. But he called.
Dude. I believe I didn't say it. I believe that is definitely a Vorthosi Maddie type statement. I just don't remember hearing.
You got wax in your ears, man. Clean that petroleum jelly. I
fell that petroleum jelly from hanging out with those 8-year-olds playing Magic and not listening.
I don't know what they're doing. But here's the thing: this card in White Prison Enchantment in Modern, that is very scary. That card is good. This card instantly fits into that strategy in Modern.
I do have to just interrupt real quick. And
hit it.
That's your job, man.
Because we just were talking about this, about the bet, and then Tristan fucking tweeted that shit. And the first person that wrote back is Reserve List, Bruce the Retweeter. He's like, what are you betting? So... Yeah, we definitely know he's going to be on that shit.
Yeah.
But it literally took, like, what, 2 minutes?
Actual was twat, are you betting?
Yeah, twat, are you betting?
But I like how he spelled R with 2 R's like a pirate. You will find out.
Yeah, so that's, like, literally, that took, like, 2 minutes. I wanted that to be in real time. Like, that's how long that took
to
be
fair,
be like,
I'm the first person that fucking replied, and my reply was, Falcon Punch!
Falcon Punch. You know what, you can scream whatever you want if you win the bet, right? It's fine.
No, I do that. I must have won a lot of bets then, because I scream whenever I want all the time.
Anyways, we're talking about Stasis Snare. What do you guys think? I think this card is totally amazing. Going to see Standard play. Going to see tons of play. It does suck that Dromoka's command is in the format, so.
Question about that. Like, I didn't pay, it's not that I didn't pay attention, but I, like, don't remember things very well, especially shit like Flash. Is that one of the mechanics they decided was, like, evergreen now, or is that just, like, they printed a Flash card in here? Or how's that working?
Flash has been evergreen for a while now.
Oh, has it?
Me, or does it look like these people on this card are like flying kites around a fucking like nasty pinata?
Those, those are hedrons, man.
Look, there's. Oh, really? Because there's strings tied to each other. Is that how hedrons are?
Oh my god!
Those are the core with their like grappling hooks and shit. You don't remember that?
No, that's the core quinceañera right there. That's what's going on.
No, it'll
that's
be
a lot
like,
of pinatas for
pinatas.
Pinatas? Oh my god!
Yeah, we got them. We got them. A lot of pinatas.
Verbal police to the rescue. Anyways, I'm like this.
I think that things like this in the next card I'm going to talk about is another example of since standard is going to rotate more frequently. I think that with the larger sets in blocks, you're going to see things that are close to reprints, similar variations on cards you expect to be in standard. You know, we had an Oblivion Ring variant for so long. Vanishing Light has kind of come to the new standard. Here it is, yet again. I feel like we're going to see more recurring of that kind of theme. And again, it's good timing since we're losing the enchantment block. No more triggers off of shit like this for card draw and herald and all that kind of stuff. But yet again, we get a new Wild Nacatl too. Scythe Leopard, right? Yeah. Right, guys?
I mean, Steplink says this guy sucks balls. I don't know.
Steplink reminds us how aggressive original Zendikar used to be. Because here we get a 1-1 with Landfall, and you're like, you know what? That's not bad. I can see that card attacking. And then you go and look at Steplink, and you're like, fuck, you could attack for 4 on turn 2 like all the time with that card.
Yeah, I mean, it's the fixed Steplink. It's cool. It's totally going to see standard play. I mean, I don't know if it sees... I don't think this sees any eternal play. I'm not sure you can do it. But you know what? There's all kinds of tricks where maybe you can drop a bunch of lands at one time. So who knows, man? It could be a getcha card. It's kind of weird that this doesn't follow that same formula of rewarding the landfall trigger for the type of mana. Like, if it was 1-1 for any land, but 2-2 for a forest, I think this card would have been way better. Like, I think it should have that. That's just my opinion.
I mean, it would obviously be better.
Yeah, that'd be fucking sweet. I mean, it would be way sweeter if it was +1/+1 or +2/+2 if Island.
Why Island? Because you love Island?
Just something off base.
But what that makes no sense. That doesn't follow shit, dude. Then it would be the Water Leopard.
He didn't say it made sense. He said it would be sweet.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yep, that is true. That is true.
Your criteria is correct.
It would, instead of being Scythe Leopard, it would be Dolphin Leopard, and we would have a new mascot for the cat.
How
about a Scythe Dolphin?
First of all, I just have to say, I have to say something about the art. So this is like a leopard that somebody has like bolted a knife to its arm, and that...
Which sounds like a great idea, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, it does, right? Like, we need a weapon. I got an idea. There's leopards in the jungle.
Hey, we got a leopard. But that's not enough. No. Let's bolt a fucking knife to its arms.
Like, how does it know how to use the knives? Like, wouldn't it just kill itself?
I don't think it cares.
Edward Scissorhands kind of thing, right? Like, it just probably grew up with it like
but
that.
But what's hilarious is the
that's
knife.
Why it doesn't get that. That's why, like, flavor Vorthos-wise, that's why it doesn't get the extra fucking, you know, 1-1 for being a forest. Like, it's also dangerous to itself, so it's not as powerful as you would think it is. You know, it's like, yeah, it's a leopard with fucking knives on its arms, but it could also just kill itself at any given moment, so it's not that
I mean, I'm just saying, like, the knives are backwards, so like, and it has claws, so I don't know, like, whoever designed this or like some drunken
if you don't know, like, leopards are known for throwing elbows. Oh, man. Yeah. Like, like, when they get down, like, they throw elbows. They don't just fuck around and punch
like
people.
Like, is this like a drunk elf, like, in the forest? Like, I got an idea that could get rid of these damn Eldrazi's.
That's Elvish Piper. It's just sitting around playing music. Yeah. Fucking just gets fucking ganked by, like, knife elbows. Fucking.
I could just see, like, the first couple times she tried to put the knife on the thing, and then it went to go, like, scratch its balls, and it, like, just, like, roof cuts its stomach over, like, oops. Like, I don't know.
Isn't there another art to that? Isn't that leopard
is
one of the pro?
Yeah.
Does that one look better? I think I remember it looking
better.
They
both look really weird. It's cool. I mean,
my testicles doesn't mean they're bad.
No. The art is cool. I think the card is actually cool. And limited, this card is going to be a bomb. This card is going to be really good. This is going to be like,
what?
Dude, come on. This is going to be like a card.
This is the one mana limited bomb.
No, for aggressive decks, red, green, like super aggressive. This is like, this is what they're telling you to do, man. This is your new goblin guide. This is your, Stepling. He's allergic to this shit. It's not even funny, man. This is setting the aggressive tone of the set right there. So it's going to be aggressive.
A 4-mana 3/3 is the aggressive tone.
A 4-mana 3/3 is a 1/1/1 landfall.
1/1/1. Holy shit!
Oh shit!
He's
got
what is the third stat?
No, he's got a draw on his record.
Where's the third stat?
There's
that is aggressive. That is very aggressive.
He's 111/1.
Said the cat.
Boner milk.
Okay, so we're gonna get off this card because he's obviously
might not.
He might not be good. But a card that will be good, that is actually crazy good, is Bring to Light. So Tristan, you were talking about combo, dude. This card is.
I mean, what we were talking about last week was the hope that, or at least I was the hope that the converge mechanic was going to lead to some pretty sweet shit. And I think this card is some pretty sweet shit. You can't ask for much more. For a green, a blue, and three colorless, you get a sorcery. Search your library for a creature, instant, or sorcery card with converted mana cost less than or equal to the number of colors of mana you spent to cast Bring to Light. Exile that card, then shuffle your library, and you may cast that card without paying its mana cost.
That is dope in Modern. Come on.
Really? What are you doing with it in Modern?
Oh my god, what are you talking about? You ramp this thing out, and then boom, you can cast anything? Like, dude, like...
Well, you can't really cast anything. You gotta use different colors of mana for the shit. Like, you can
make a bunch of shit that's... Five-color deck in Modern? That's easy.
Your five-color ramp deck that's gonna fucking throw this thing out, like, early? Like, before turn five with, like, what, five colors of mana? Like, and then you're, like, you're going to go get that shit and pay it for... I get that you're going to pay or not pay its mana cost for it, but I still don't see where, like... I don't know, man. Like, to cast anything relevant, it's basically going to have to be, like, three colors.
Yeah. I don't know. I think this play... I'm not sure exactly how it's going to work out, but anything that allows you to toolbox... Dude, that has got to be something.
Another collected company-esque magic card for the decks that are trying to relive the glory days of Birthing Pod in Modern.
Yeah, it's
a full-blown maybe.
Hot days. It's a full-blown maybe. It's extra medium.
I mean, you could definitely make four colors of mana in a pod deck, and then you could definitely cast this to find a collected company and then combo off or find whatever piece you're missing. The fact that you get to cast the cards... could be important, you know, if you could do shenanigans with, like, Cascade or shit,
or
it would be different from...
How about anything with,
Right.
No, what's that stupid mechanic from Time Spiral that puts counters in the cards? Balance, Restore Balance was one of them?
Yeah, so you're talking about suspend cards that don't have a...
So, what happens if I go fetch a suspend card?
You get to cast it,
boom.
Homie.
There you go, mm-hmm. That's crazy.
It's true.
That's not bad. I mean, there's got to be other things too that you can do with this. Go get an Eternal Witness. Boom, get something out of your deck, out of your graveyard. Yeah, there's all kinds of ways. And who even knows? Go into Legacy and Vintage, and I'm sure this is broken, but probably too slow for those formats, sadly.
Yeah, I think it's appropriately costed at 5 mana. I mean, you can put up to 5 colors into it, which I think is kind of nice for these converged spells. But
right.
They've got to, you know, it kind of adds the weight to the card, where if a converge card is going to be good with converge, you want to be able to put all 5 colors of mana into it, but the downside is already built in where, oh, look, it happens to be a 5-mana spell. So this one I like a lot. I don't know if it's going to break Modern, but it's definitely
okay. What about Tin Fist? Boom. You're already playing a 5-color deck. Boom. Instantly gets one of your pieces. Come on, I can see Travis Wu busting this card. Come on. This is like a Travis Wu card big time. Although, is it better than Gifts Ungiven? Not sure. Probably not. Right?
Nah. Right? So.
All right. Well, there you go. It is a Brewer's Paradise, and this card will be dirt cheap because everyone's going to be opening it.
We're not the people to talk to you about those things. Well, call up your local Travis Wu, find out what he wants to do, or she, depending on where you live, and figure out how to combo off with this card. What we know about is fucking
there like a
lands,
Travis
though.
Wu in every town?
Yeah, there is.
There's got to be.
He has like a local chapter of like barefoot like Buddhists.
The Wu-Tang Clan.
The Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh!
Oh, whoa.
With two O's, that's why they're different.
I like it. I like it.
No, every town, you got that deck brewer, you got that person that comes to your local game store who's always trying to play some weird combo that no one else is playing at F&M, and it's fun to have that role and then work with that person and find out some cool combos, and it might be you. I mean, you probably don't listen to this podcast, but it could be you. You could be the one in your town that brews up crazy shit.
It's not me. That's for sure.
Well, you live in the same town as David, and David does it more than you do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dear boy.
Did you just say that I played a lot of stupid combos? Is that what I fucking heard?
No, it's just that you play more stupid combos than I do.
I just play Magic. You don't do that.
Oh, I do, though. I do. I play Magic. I just kind of play by myself.
I play with myself. All right, let's...
It's how Kevin learned to count to 20.
Yep. That's right. And well, I mean, I'm almost there. I'm
well, sadly,
like
he's like three.
I'm at like 18
six,
now.
9, 12.
He didn't say count. He just rambles off random numbers.
I need to add a shock to my deck.
Yeah, I've been starting over for a long time.
One day I'll get this thing right. What do we think about Smothering Abomination? Because I think that card's got some interesting text on it. So we got a 2/2 black 4/3 flyer with the Void. Not bad, not bad. And at the beginning of your upkeep, you sack a creature, and then whenever you sack a creature, you draw a card. What? That's kind of cool. Sack a bunch of drones.
This card is never bad, which is exciting to me.
I don't know if it's super
awesome. It very much fits in the themes of black in general, out in and outside of the limited environment, in and outside of the standard environment. Actually, there feels like there's very little sacrificing going around in standard as it stands right now. Now, obviously, my first line of defense when thinking about Magic cards is totally cube-related, and I'm jazzed about this card. I don't know if it'll make the cut.
Maybe I should stick this in my mono-black deck.
Yeah, boom.
I think you and many other people are thinking that. But, I mean, on the raw bare bones, 4 power, flyer for 4, if you don't have anything
what
going
was
on...
Yeah.
You know the Swedish have, chef, that was that. 4/4.
If you got stone nothing going on, it has like this awkward suspend one where it can like block and then it just replaces itself. You got to start over. And if that's your worst case scenario, that seems just fine to me.
Hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's not
that
bad.
Doesn't sound good to me. You cast them and they're like, oops. Sack him, draw one card.
Well, I mean, it's like that's worst case scenario. It's not like you're planning on doing that. But, you know, shit goes wrong. At least, like you said, it replaces itself. But then, like, you know, as long as your shit's built to, you know, work with this, like, then that's a good
thing.
I mean,
if we had something...
Like, the rest of it's all upside. I need to stick this in my fucking mono-black Blood Artist and Grave Crawler.
Oh, there you go, with Falcon Wrath Aristocrat in there. Ooh.
Yeah, we can get fucking nutty.
If we had something that's, like, some type of, like, cheap sack outlet, I think this guy gets infinitely better. I don't want to wait until my upkeep. I need some other combo piece, like, you know,
well, obviously. I mean, Nintoko Husk is in standard.
Ooh, that's
Grim
right.
Harrow Specs is in standard. I'm sure there are other sack options, I mean, outside of the Eldrazi Scion, which we're not sure if those are going to break into Constructed yet outside of Limited. But I think there are things going on around this Magic card to make it a real deal.
Does this go in the Abzan Rally deck or no?
Ooh.
Is it? It's probably too... Maybe. Be a great way to just refuel, but I don't know. Probably changes the deck a bit too much. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe.
Might not.
Might not. That's something to think about. The card's good, though. Can't wait to play with that Unlimited. That's going to be fun. Although,
seems fun.
Honestly, this set does look... The more we see of it, come on. Like, at first we were a little hard on it. Now it's... Starting to look a little better.
I'm excited. Like, you know, not just like, oh, look at these cards. I'm not going to buy any of them, but oh, look at them. Like, I actually am excited enough about this set, you know, thus far to maybe buy some boxes and shit. I don't know.
Yeah, boxes are where it's at, man. Get those free expeditions, get all that extra value.
I think I might, like, baby steps. I think I'm going to buy a couple of fat packs.
Get the fat packs, man.
Have all the land.
Oh, man. Me and the...
And then, me and brother-in-law were talking about at least splitting a box right off the bat, and I don't know, we'll go from there.
Fight
but
to the death,
I haven't
the expedition inside.
Oh no, it's straight up like we already talked about that. He's like, "What about the feel bads?" And I was like, "No, we're gonna fucking buy the box. We're gonna split it in half, and then fucking whatever's yours is yours, whatever's mine is mine. Like we'll have to deal with it that way." I was like, "Everybody's gonna be pissed at us because you know we're not gonna draft it. We're gonna sit there and open them in front of each other just to see if one of us gets an expedition, and so that the other one can just feel like shit for the rest of the night." But yeah, we're talking about at least starting off splitting a box, and I might like, and this is coming from me. I haven't bought like Magic product other than like my pre-release kit and a few like random packs here and there. I haven't bought any sealed product in a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, I just buy the singles that I need. But I'm actually interested in buying some of this fucking set. I think it'll be a lot of fucking fun.
I'm with
and
you there.
Maybe
man.
Some fucking shit.
Oh,
in
I can't
it.
Wait to get some fat packs. Woo. Let's talk about an interesting card, though, that I normally don't give a shit about 6-mana costing 4/4 Flying Dragons, because...
Oh, that's not interesting.
Oh, no, you know what, it isn't, but this one is, it's Valakut Dragon. So...
Yeah, I don't think it's...
Okay, hold on, no, this is actually kind of interesting. So it's 1 damage, landfall, right, for any land, but it's 2 damage for mountains. Now think about this, there's all kinds of, like, there's that Nissa spell that you drop... Go search up 3 lands and drop them. Like, I don't know. I think this card is pretty cool, man. Probably too slow.
I mean, something
slow,
like
but...
that. Yeah, that's what I think. It's too slow for 6. Like, I mean, it's a 4/4 flyer for 6. It's got that, you know, if you search up your lands, you get, or landfall, you get 1. If you search up a fucking mountain or whatever, or if it's
landfall.
Keeps searching, but yeah, like it's 2 if it's a mountain. Like, it's. I don't know. For 6, it's just it's great in limited.
Oh,
maybe
in limited, this is a just first pickable bomb. This is insane.
Well, I mean, like, because we do have fucking fetches. You know, you can drop your fucking land for turn. You know, like drop a mountain for turn and then like fetch something else and fucking. You know, drop another one so what you could net like 4 damage off of its fucking ability. Like if you have a fetch on board and then and then you're like, oh hey, well I'm gonna fucking drop a mountain and then I'm gonna go fetch for a mountain. That's 4 damage plus the 4 in the air. So you get 8 out of it on a turn, which is nice, but it still just seems too fucking slow for 6. Like, I mean, other than like limited. I don't think it's going to find a spot unless it's like somebody finds some weird way to fucking abuse it and dump a bunch of mountains on it. Like, I don't think the 1 damage is relevant enough. Like, you need to find a way to dump a bunch of mountains on the fucking board.
I mean, that's obviously what you need to do, but I don't know. Just
I don't see a way to do that.
So. There is, but those cards cost 6-7 mana, so. You know, at that point, you're like, yeah, and then they kill your dragon. You're like, no, you suck. Wah, wah, wah.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. Is there anything else in this set that's a drop that's any good? Oh, we got Undergrowth Champion, which is the 3-mana green mythic.
Isn't that a fucking Booze Cube card?
That is the worst name. Fucking Undergrowth Champion.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not
like Undergrowth Servant.
Unsightly Undergrowth or Unsightly Growth.
Nether Region Champion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Undergrowth Champion, like he's the champion of fucking like
underwear,
untamed bush, untamed
target,
bush.
Target creature takes one for the team and fights biggest creature on the opposing.
And by fight we mean X.
I actually not biggest. It's hippiest creature on the board.
Dirtiest. Yeah, when was the last time you took a bath? Oh, about a week ago. Boom, you're up, Charlie. Get in there.
Oh God!
There's been a lot of talk about this card.
I feel like his art. He needs a machete in his hand.
Why? Well, okay. First of all, explain to me like this like weird art direction of like stick a hedron on their heads. I think that looks so.
They're fucking helmets. They're trying to keep the aliens from reading their thoughts, man.
Yeah, that's like the aluminum, the tinfoil hat look is like I don't know. Too many hedrons everywhere. Too much for me. But let's talk about this card because it is. kind of interesting. I still think Managorger Hydra is way better in the end, but it's kind of cool. So he has pseudo protection from like damage. So if he's dealt damage, while it has a 1-1 counter on it, you can prevent the damage and remove a 1-1 counter. Landfall, he gets a 1-1 counter if it's a I thought I had a 4. So whenever a land,
it's just basic.
Is it basic landfall? Okay. So probably with Deathmist Raptors running around, this guy is not going to do anything.
This is a fun cast, man.
Isn't it? This is fucking sweet, bro.
I'm drunk enough that like every time you guys mispronounce something, I just want to like jump on the microphone and mock you relentlessly like an asshole.
I mean, that is your job.
Who needs hecklers, right?
Yeah, you got me.
That is your job.
No, I think the thing that cheeses me about this card is that it's supposed to be like...
Jeez. I guess yeah, I was no. right on
you
it.
You fucking
I
nerd.
I was right on it.
It's supposed to be like... was it Neshoba that... No, Phantom Nintuko from Judgment. It was very similar. 2/2 for 3 mana. It was a green creature. It had the old Judgment Phantom creature said if damage would be dealt to a creature, remove a +1/+1 counter instead. So if you ever put a toughness boosting aura on them, they became super sick walls that you couldn't get through. But this guy, they fixed it in the future. So I'm as an old curmudgeon magician, I'm pissed that this card exists in the fashion that it does. Because it says... If it
can that please be your creature type on the next
curmudgeon,
fucking token?
Yes,
curmudgeon magician.
And the flavor text is, I'm so cheesed.
Oh my god. And he has like a giant wheel of cheese as a hat and shit.
I feel so bad. Every time we ask Tristan to say something relevant, we just fucking wait like a fucking like knife. Leopard in the woods just waiting to pound on anything he says.
Like a knife leopard in the woods. That's the title of this episode.
I feel like that's an 80s like death metal band name.
Oh my god, knife leopard?
Knife leopard. Oh,
yeah.
Someone should just pay us to get drunk around a marketing table.
Christ's sake. Knife leopard. Knife leopard. No, dude, isn't that what we were talking about earlier?
Like, I'm pretty sure.
Laser shark.
Yeah, it's Knife Leopard. He's in the set.
Dude, I don't think we talked about that.
You're a fucking liar.
I'm kidding.
There's a closeout Undergrowth champion.
He's shit. He's a bulk mythic.
He's not shit. I mean, this guy's mythic too, right? Like, they put a lot of stock in that fucking ability. That sucks.
He's not good. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree. I
mean...
Take that... Dex, you gotta kill him a bunch to really kill that motherfucker.
Yeah, I guess, but I don't know. I think this card...
As a 3-drop, he's very vulnerable. And as a 4-drop, he's just a 3-3 with no evasion or anything, so that's not really great.
Yeah. Not a chance. And Managorger Hydra is just gonna get bigger faster anyways.
So you just lightning bolt him when he comes out and just end all of the text?
No.
Nope.
So you remove any damage. You deal 100 damage to him, you just remove one counter, so...
Actually, yeah, but that's if it has a counter on it.
This guy's actually worse than I thought. He's not even a 0/0 with 2+1/+1 counters. He's just a naked vanilla 2/2 that you have to put +1/+1
counters.
You have
to put the counter. So, yeah, you just bolt him when he comes out and just get rid of him before anything happens.
You can hold a shotgun.
This is my shit stamp.
Hold on. You got hardened scales out. You got a fetch open.
You're holding deflecting palm if your opponent
has No. Hold on. We got deflecting. Look, you got hardened scales out and you're holding up a fetch. Boom. This guy's actually not bad, right? No, he's shit.
Yeah, we've crafted a scenario in which this card is good.
We've crafted a scenario in which this card is usable.
It lives. It lives through one turn if you do that. Oh, wait. You have the white stasis snare. Aw.
Well, let's move to greener past. So we keep beating around the bush on this, but...
Greener pastures, there's two forests.
Lady lands, whatever you want to call them, they are finally here. We got our first one spoiled in Lumbering Falls.
Lumbering Falls. Good old 3/3 with hexproof. This is good.
Of the six we've seen in terms of total ban lands, I think this is actually the worst.
The worst?
Is there a knife leopard?
No, dude, the black red one's the worst.
the best. Oh, no, man, that is not the worst.
Yeah, it's such a sweet mana sink.
This is the worst man land, for sure. Not a band land, but a man land.
Tournament Magic player telling you that right
Dude,
there.
Dude, it has.
Take
it
him.
Has
Hexproof is great on a creature, but on a creature that, like, expires at the end of the turn, so, like, anything that you enchant it or equip it with is just going to fall off of it, that's a pain in the ass. And it's a 3-3, so, like, anything that's a 3-3 or a 4-4 is just going to, like, trade with it. Yeah, it doesn't have any type of evasion whatsoever. It's just not great.
So you're saying it needed maybe regeneration or trample? It needed something.
I mean, do you think the reason they put Hexproof on it was just so that, like, people can't remove it when it becomes a land like it
Basically,
is?
Basically, it's so you can't be like, Lightning Bolt, fuck
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, even though, who gives it? Like, I would rather it had trample. Although, what is it, the curd ape trees?
Everybody would rather it had trample, yeah. But it's a 3-3. Like, you know, fucking Treetop Village is a 3-3 for 2 mana.
That was, dude.
Treetop Village is awesome.
That card is dope. This card is...
This one, I'm not saying it's awful, I'm just saying it is clearly, in my opinion, the worst man land.
It's also very expensive.
So what I'm getting at here from all of this talk is that I hope that this is more of a one-off and not kind of the new standard for what the new cycle of lands will be like. So
right.
Hopefully
exactly.
This is just clearly the worst of the 10 and not like, this is the
What's
power
the
level you should
blue,
come to
fucking blue-green one? Like, when is the blue-green one ever the good one?
Yeah, well, you got that, and they're probably saving the good ones because they're breaking up this cycle into Oath of Gatewatch. So we're probably going to get two, right? We're probably going to get two.
That I didn't know.
Yeah, we're going to get two, and then we'll get the other three.
Yeah, Amaro talks about it in his blog. I really hope we get three in this set, though, and not two. Because the next set's smaller.
Okay, sure. I mean, but we have so many Awaken triggers. Like, what if Awaken isn't in Oath of Gatewatch? See, that's... I think we're only going to get two. I think we're going to get this one, and we're going to get...
I smell another bet!
No. No more bets, man. No more bets! No.
This one's so easy to resolve, though. We don't have to wait fucking 6 months.
Shit.
Falcon Punch!
Look, I'm just saying this. If I bet a punch, and me and Gumby both win, and we get to punch you at the same time, it's going to be bad.
Do you also want to?
No, I don't want to punch bet. I don't want to bet on this.
I think everybody just wants to punch you, TSG.
That's what I'm,
how does that make you feel?
That makes me.
Is it a little bit cheesed?
Yeah.
Makes me cheesed is the fucking Blue Jays getting blown up by the Red Sox.
Hey, you can't just avoid us with sports trivia.
You can't segue out of this into fucking baseball.
I'm not segueing out of anything. I want to bet with Maddie there are going to be three enemy man lady lands or whatever in Battle for BFGs or whatever.
Okay, fine. I'll take it. I think there's going to be three in the other set. Let's do it.
So, all right. So what are we betting? Probably like, what, two Tarmogoyfs or something?
Yeah,
or,
I'm not.
A playset of the lady
I
lands.
I am not betting a fucking. There's no way I'm betting a Tarmogoyf. No way, no.
No. I was being
bet,
most.
Bet a fucking. Bet a playset of the lady lands.
Sure. I'll bet you.
Because those can't get expensive.
I will bet you a playset of Lumbering Falls.
Ugh.
And what?
I'll take the punch in the face. Thanks.
Okay. I'll make it better. I'll bet you one foil Lumbering Falls because at least you can put it in your queue.
All right. So let's make this deal real sweet. Let's do it for. So, like, just in case. So if you're right, you get kind of shafted on this bet. So we're gonna. We'll have the payout be over two sets. Sure. So if the winner of the bet gets an X1 foil set of the five of them.
Oh, well, that now that's probably a pretty good bet. I don't know. That's what if I lose? That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you get to break up the payments over two calendar years. So that
two
helps
calendar
out
years.
That's true.
Oh, man, I got to win a bet here. I don't know. This is tough. All right, fine. We'll do it.
All right, there we go. You heard it. Two bets tonight.
Oh,
I love
two
it.
Two bets in Make one night. This is fucking nuts. Now we're gonna have to. We're like, I feel like at some point, and we don't want to blow our load tonight, so to speak. But I feel like we're gonna need an ongoing bet at some point between every member of the cast to another member of the cast. Like right now, we got one between me and Maddie. We got one between Maddie and TSG. We got one between Maddie and David. So at some point, I'm gonna have to bet TSG some shit, and I'm gonna have to bet David some shit.
Yeah, get your bet game on, man. Jeez.
I bet you I'll beat you at bowling.
Fuck you!
All right, well, is there anything else exciting? I don't really think so in this set. Do we move on to our ever-famous hole that people like to fill with dirt.
There's probably something else. I mean, a lot has happened in the last week, right?
Is there really?
Yeah, we've got a lot of fucking spoilers. We just got to fucking dig deeper.
I mean, now we're starting to get into the bottom of the barrel here.
No,
maybe the
really?
Maybe the you bottom the body. Bottom of the cracker barrel.
What? Yeah, you on your IKEA fucking table eating fucking cracker
no,
barrel.
No, it was a like, cheese reference. Come on, man.
I know.
Okay, look. Here's a card. I don't know. This is kind of cool. It goes in the whole red green aggressive deck. Grove Rumbler. We got two. Grove Rumbler. See, he's two and red and green.
If they go to
freeze. He's an elemental. He's got trample and he's got landfall. 2/2. He's a 3/3. It's not bad. You know, attack on turn 5 for 5 maybe if you're lucky.
Maybe more. I mean, I think that what this really tells you is that this gives you more of a hint on how the limited environment is going to break down, and it just we have it's no way it's going to be as aggressive as the original Zendikar, which I don't think anyone's going to complain about. Most people have complaints about original Zendikar because it was all about two drops and all about guys that were only good on your turn when you were attacking because of landfall. Now they've kind of done a combination of slowing things down and making them a little more expensive. So. Look for a more diverse limited environment. It probably increases the... When I see a card like this, to me, it increases the value of things that make Eldrazi Scion and not about building aggressive decks in limited.
Yeah. We got a new ally, Elf Druid ally.
That also happens to be green-white, which I think is another interesting sign as to how the set is going to break down, because the first ally that was spoiled happened to be a green-white gold card, and I would think that probably a lot of this stuff's going to get pushed into certain color pairs. Like, allies used to be this weird five-color mishmash, and it was kind of difficult for people that wanted to build ally decks because they were kind of split up all over the place. And I think we're probably going to see a condensing of the allies in this set in terms of colors.
Yeah, I don't think we're... Well, actually, we won't see black allies. I doubt it, right?
Racist.
I know, because the vampire, didn't the vampire side with the Eldrazi?
They're all in it for themselves.
Nah, I think they went back to the Eldrazi. They served the Eldrazi masters.
I mean, I'm into it. It'd be kind of cool if Bant was the ally colors and the allies were kind of fighting off the vampires. Because we did see some artwork spoiled for what we believe to be
the mythic vampire on the game day promo, Matt.
Yeah, what's her name again? Calastria?
Calistra?
Drana.
She's not bad.
And, you know, as we remember from Vampires of both Innistrad and original Zendikar, they tend to lean towards the red-black, and you guys have talked a lot about in the past about how excited you used to be about building those red-deck, red-black kind of burn vampire-acid decks. So it'd make a lot of sense to me if they kept allies to a certain color combination, which could also surprisingly keep a lot of speculators happy, because I don't know if you guys have noticed that Juari Shapeshifter has, like, quadrupled in price in the last week.
Has it really?
I don't even know what that is, so I have
That's the blue clone? Oh my god, I have, like, 100 of those fucking things. Oh, I opened so much Zendikar. Really? That's crazy. I thought all allies were worth shit. I thought none were worth anything.
Well, that guy went from like 50 cents to $4.
What?
So,
who?
Oh my
what?
God.
Who?
That's crazy. That is pure speculation. That is not demand. Don't lie to me, MDG Finance, and tell me that's fucking people just wanting to play allies.
Doesn't matter. Fucking sell.
Whatever. All right. Well, let's talk about Grove Tender because this guy is kind of interesting. So he's got
Grove
Tender Druids.
Grover
Tender. He likes to tend his groves. He's got Rally. He's whenever Grove Tender Druid or another ally enters the battlefield, you can or under your control, you may pay one if you do put a 1/1 green plant creature token onto the battlefield.
Oh, good. I got a bunch of bushes. Like, you guys can't get over my head.
Yeah. I mean, that's interesting. Obviously, there's got to be some... But then, how cool is that? You get 1/1 plant creatures, but you're playing with that goblin guy. You know, you Titan Strength them, and boom, all your plants just suddenly are 5/5s. That's how 5/2s.
Bringing it all back.
Yeah,
I love it.
That's my idea of explosive vegetation.
That's pretty good, dude. Pretty good.
You got a 5/5 wall of fucking goddamn plants just hanging out. And I'm also curious how these plants are fucking attacking things. Like,
well, they're 1/1 plants, dude. They're not 0/1 plants. They're 1/1.
Yeah, I know, and I'm curious how they're like, "Oh, hey, we're gonna grow some shit, and it's gonna go fight our enemies."
I mean, these are some weird looking druids. I don't know what they're doing here. They're probably smoking too much ganja. Like, hey, man,
it's black Satan.
It's black Satan magic. We got another ally, uncommon. Oh god, Dad Gumby's just waiting like a fucking cat in the night.
Chajuru!
I'm running away from my microphone. These fucking allies. Is bullshit. It? Goddamn loser pieces of
shit. Oh my god, I can't wait to play allies. You gotta autograph all my allies.
Garbage nonsense.
Tajiru Warcaller.
Yeah, with a giant dick.
Dude, this is your set, dude. You gotta love this. So this dude is he's pretty expensive. He's a 3 and 2 green for a 2/1. And then whenever an ally enters the battlefield, he gets 2/2, so meh. I think that's pretty expensive.
Seems pretty hot. I mean, like, it's like overrun, right?
I don't know, dude. That's for 5 mana? This guy seems like, oof. Maybe.
But it triggers as this creature enters the battlefield for starters, right?
Yeah, but he doesn't have haste, so...
Oh, well, no, it's allies. Like a sorcery.
Oh, okay, so all your allies get 2/2. Okay, that's pretty dope.
Actually, all of your creatures, they don't have to be allies, but it triggers off of itself, and then it triggers off of any other ally, but it doesn't specifically just say your allies get bigger.
Okay.
So all the plant tokens you made off of your Grove Tender druids can now just alpha strike
there
your opponent.
Oh,
god damn it, the bushes are coming to get us!
And all your allies, they get bigger when this ally comes into the battlefield, and then that causes this ally to make another ally, and then they all ally together... They fucking pull the sand out of the vagina and attack your opponent, but it's not really a great attack. It's more of a whiny, mewling, I can't fucking learn how to play magic attack.
I shared the story on this cast before about the homeless girl that used to play with her ally deck because it was all the cards she picked up from outside the store.
Yeah.
You know what? If you're homeless, you get to play allies, all right? I'll allow that. I won't even get mad. Right. Like, you know what? You're homeless. You pull
whatever certain people just hate on allies, I get kind of defensive because I think of, like, children and homeless people that just want to play magic.
If you are under the age of 10 and or homeless, now if you're a homeless under 10-year-old, then...
You can play Slivers and Allies.
You can play Sliver Allies, and...
We should probably start a fund for you.
You can play Slallies, and I don't give a shit. You know what? You can just make up your own cards, and I would be like... Hey, you just beat me. You want a bowl of chili? Like, I don't give a fuck.
Wait, what would Harry Carey say about this? That's it.
Is that a proxy?
Hey!
Can't use that.
Hey!
You just beat me.
If you were a homeless 9-year-old, and I gave you a bowl of chili,
yes,
would you eat it?
Would you concede?
would you give me the
win? But I like magic.
I know I would.
I know I would.
And then I'd wash it down with a nice, cool blood washer.
Would you want a prize split?
What the fuck? okay, I don't know. Is there... I mean, we got some other spoilers in here. We got some, like... Ooh.
I think we're pretty spent on talking about magic cards for the evening at this point.
All right, we're gonna...
I'm so fucking cheesed about those goddamn allies.
Hey,
I'm so fucking upset about this epidemic of homeless 8-year-olds. Jesus Christ.
That are playing magic instead of getting fucking jobs.
Like real homeless children.
Oh my god. What are these fucking kids doing? Where did you get that deck? You're homeless. Okay, so I think it's time we move on to probably...
He's all draft scraps. Show them. Just grow the fuck up, man. Just play your fucking game. And then they calls the judge on you for slow play. For asking why he's playing magic.
Why don't you got no sleeves on them allies of yours? Alright, let's get into the whole gentleman. Apparently. Hold on.
Let's just waltz into the whole gentleman.
Before we start, I have to say one thing, and that is, I think this cast, we all need to pat ourselves on the back.
Again?
We have finally surpassed, the other cast out there that may have existed or may not have existed before us, that had some claim or stake over us, of seniority. There are so many other casts now that are copying this beautiful thing that we call the Twitter hole. It is a glorious thing. And the first question tonight comes from Jim Casale. He says, how do you feel about the A-Team sharing the Twitter a-hole with you? Well, Jim, you know, I gotta be honest, I don't know if they're sharing it as they are copying our shit. But, I mean, hey, when you run out of material, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. Oh, said the cat to the bottom. I mean, I'm just kidding, guys. We love them, but, you know, it is funny that, most Magic casts now are just diverging or divulging or what is it? They're going. To...
What? I don't think they're D anything.
Yeah, they're just, you know what? It's a popular segment. It's pretty funny. And, I support anybody that wants to do this, but you know, it's fine.
No hole is nearly as dirty as ours though. I would imagine any other podcast tangentially related to Magic the Gathering, if people ask them questions via Twitter, they don't immediately start with, well, if you're surrounded by a room full of dicks, how many dicks do you put in your face to get out of the room of dicks? I mean, that's generally how we start the night
on the Q&A section. Like, I think any other podcast, that would be like the, hey, maybe we don't touch this, or you know what? We're finally far along enough. Let's touch this one and let's see what happens. Right.
I'm not saying people need to be like, I need to find my 13th sideboard card for the Abzan Aggro Mirror. I'm not sure how many main deck Surge of Righteousnesses I should be playing this week, but I was looking for your insight. Yeah, sure, we're not going to get those questions, but it just doesn't always have to be how many dicks.
It's a give and take. It literally could be those exact questions, and our response would be like, oh, well, how many dicks do we have to suck?
I don't know where this came from, but you know.
You don't attach me to that statement.
That is your sole opinion, sir. You do not speak for the cast.
We know how Kevin solves problems. He just breaks into a room. He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
How many dicks do I have to suck
to get this to happen?
Some amount of dicks need to leave the zipper right now until I get what I want.
I just called you because the faucet little leak, but I guess two would be
that's not relevant. How many dicks is it going to take?
He just
still have an answer.
It's a math problem. That's all it is. You just have to close your eyes and pretend it's math. It all works.
It's trigonometry.
It's true.
Suck it out of them. You just gotta close
your eyes. It's trigonometry. You know what? It is an interesting topic that most of our questions have some sexual nature to them or some gross nature to them. But you know, we do encourage you fans out there to like send us obscure questions. They don't have to have dicks. Don't get me wrong.
I really enjoyed babies or cupcakes. The question that was very, very challenging to answer.
Those are the best. Honestly, I mean, never fear about us working a dick in it. That is not a problem.
Whoa!
Right there.
Whoa! I'm just saying it's true.
Don't you ever be afraid of us working a dick into it.
That is like a given, right? On a given night, one or two dicks will be worked into something. I'm just saying that's how it works. But moving down the hole, or moving up the hole, Jack LaCroix, good old Jack.
Just working it,
man. You know what? He's got a good...
Doing the bull dance, feeling the flow.
Working it. Old reference there. He says, what would it take, what would you make your do-it-yourself sex toy out of? Wow, that is from Jack LaCroix, Pony Master himself. A do-it-yourself sex toy?
Yeah, what's the do-it-yourself part? Like,
like
a masturbatory aid? Like, what is he talking about?
Yeah, it's like a sex toy. You can build it out of whatever the fuck you want to, but you're
it's like a this old house segment for like jacking it.
It's like Martha Stewart makes sex toys. Like, you know, you can find this shit in your own home. Like, right. I'm gonna go to the old jar of mayonnaise and a microwave.
I didn't think that was a thing.
Two things I do not have in my house.
Oh man, is that like the extra wide Costco version or?
Oh my god.
I don't even know.
No, I have to interrupt you guys. I can't. Hey, Kevy, you know those little fucking bugs that are everywhere out here?
Uh-huh.
One is on the inside of my monitor right now walking around. I'm drunk, but like I saw this motherfucker walking around and I tried to flick him off my screen and he didn't go anywhere. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm feeling around. He's on the inside of the fucking screen.
I thought this was how you're going to make your sex toy, but that's even better.
Dude, I think you've been hacked. I don't think that's a real
book. No, I got to
watching this motherfucker walk around. This is a thing, like, it's like this plague that's happened, like, in the Southwest.
Hey, TSG, can't you wait to get to frickin' the crest? There's a biblical plague.
This mythical place. I like how on the last money draft, JR is talking about coming to fucking Ridgecrest. JR is gonna make the pilgrimage from his palatial estate. To come hang out with these idiots in the desert. It's gonna
A biblical plague.
A biblical plague of these little black beetle things that are running around everywhere. Like, it's literally got to the point where
we've got to whip Pega and driven to JR. Wouldn't that have been better?
Yes.
Because you guys are never gonna understand what the crest is like.
You know what? That's true.
I feel like I'm getting.
Yeah, but you have to be there. You have to experience the beetles crawling all over you at night while you put your head on a herpes pillow. It has to be that way.
All of California is having ant outbreaks because there's no water for them anywhere because no one has put water on the ground at all. So they're inside all the homes all over California. It's quite the new problem Americans are having here.
Oh, no, we're having this problem with things that are like kind of like ants. They're like the same in volume except for their, I don't know, 5-6 times the size of an ant, and they just are these little box beetle fucking things that
crawl, like, inside your electronics. God damn it!
No,
it's an LCD. How did it get? There's no room.
Seriously, I took a picture of it. I just posted it on Twitter. This motherfucker is wandering around the inside of my monitor.
I don't believe this.
Perfect. You put it on Instagram.
Okay, we don't have Instagram. You have to put it on Twitter. Come on.
Yeah, but you got Twitter. Just click on the fucking
link. You
got
Twitter there, you dumb fuck. All right, there's a beetle inside. I can't believe this is that is crazy.
I love it.
What?
I love it. There's a beetle.
I'm going to put my finger on it.
To be fair, we've told, like, as soon as the weather cools down, then these things will leave. Like, it's,
you know,
like,
what? Fuck it. Video. Video of this motherfucker.
Okay.
So,
son of a bitch! Look at his shadow! Bam!
Tris,
bam!
You
bam! I'm playing that splat bug game, but he just won't go anywhere. You son of a bitch! Die! Die! You asshole! Die!
I'm not an electronics like wizard or anything, but there's no room in an LCD. It is flat. Like, there's no way for anything to live.
Oh, really? Because I'm going to post this video of this fucking bug wandering around the inside of my goddamn LCD TV monitor.
There's air vents, man. Like, I literally, like, I went into a gas station today, and you know how they have those, like, the gift sets that you, like, in the alcohol section? Like, they have the little gift sets like, at Christmas, you usually have, like, the, oh, you get a glass and a fucking, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, this was one of those, like, El Jimador fucking tequila ones, and it's got, like, this big, tall fucking, like, glass that says El Jimador on it in a box.
Full of beetles.
At the bottom of the glass. No, at the bottom of the glass, there's three dead beetles laying upside down.
Oh, foul.
Okay, it's fucking terrible.
There you go. I'm posting this video. You guys can listen to this bullshit.
I can't believe this is the... You know what? I apologize to anyone listening to the cast right now, but...
Hey, you know what? Fuck you. This is my life. This is my... I paid good money for this goddamn TV, and I know this thing's going to keel over in the middle of my fucking screen.
I'd die there and leave a stain.
Have a beetle. Just dead, staring at me like, I fucked you up, you son of a bitch.
You know it's going to be great when you take the monitor back to, like, Best Buy or wherever you bought it?
He's going to die, but his feet are going to be burnt to the glass. Yes. So he's going to stay in the middle. Like, he's not going to just drop and fucking fall out
of
the way.
And I know David is OCD, so that's going to drive him fucking mental, that he can't clean
it. It's driving me nuts right now. I've tried to kill him.
Well, you don't kill it on the inside. You'll never clean his guts out of there.
Just let him
crawl out. Anyways, let's...
Tristan, you and Maddie both need to just Google, like, Ridgecrest black bug infestation and see the fucking carnage happened.
Oh, my God. I'm trying, guys. I am trying to control this hole. I'm trying my best.
Okay, we gotta go to a hole.
All right. What? Apparently, Kevy is sticking a bowl or a bag or a fucking jar of mayonnaise in a microwave. Are we even going to answer this question?
No. I'm gonna throw a jar of mayonnaise in the microwave. I could probably get more creative with it if you want me to, but like I figured that was just like an old standby.
We're looking for a quick fix solution. We're not trying to like macrame a fucking dildo.
But I also feel like, I mean, that is the quick fix.
Quickest fix.
You're gonna build a sex toy at home. Like,
are we making like an Etsy shop for our incredible sex toy wares?
No, that's it. See, I think mine was just like, hey, if you're in a pinch and you gotta fuck something. Like, that was the... But
you're in a pinch, and you really need to fuck
something. It sounds like the tagline for our new future Etsy store.
But this is more like, I think this question is more about...
We're going to sell the Kevy Metal emergency masturbation kit. It's going to be like a fire extinguisher type case, and inside is going to be like a toilet paper roll and a jar of mayonnaise. And In case of emergency break glass.
But I think the question was more like, oh, hey, if you could build things at home to bang or get banged by. Like, I think it's just like you're, you know, like we were talking about earlier, like the Martha Stewart version of like, oh, hey, this is how I would build a dildo or a fleshlight or whatever. We got to build sex toys out of things out of our home. So you don't have to like be like, oh well, I have a fucking like an acrylic fucking sculpture machine in back.
Yeah,
so
you're 3D printing your own vagina.
Yeah. No, you gotta like out of your home.
All right. So here's what I would do, guys. You go find your mom's nicest red lipstick. You just put that all over the end of the vacuum tube and boom. You have
really your mom's lipstick.
Yeah, that was a really awkward picture.
Not wife.
Then afterwards, you go back in time and you inseminate her with that.
No, listen.
I think we've learned a lot about Maddie.
I was assuming the question was directed towards our younger viewers who are not married. I don't need sex toys, but I'm saying like for those young like 13, 14 year old guys just experimenting with masturbation, this is what their go to thing is. They get like the nicest.
Who needs Loveline in the 21st century when you've got heavy meta?
That's where we started way back in the day, giving love advice. If you could believe that, go back to like episode, I don't know, 13 or something. But yeah, it's true. Like all you gotta.
Give me like 20 minutes of Kevy and Maddie talking about decks they want to build an MTGO, and it's like, yeah, well, I remember the first time I jacked it in the kitchen.
What?
That was the golden. That was the golden age of heavy meta, man.
You know, the kitchen is the last place. You never do the kitchen first. But that is true. Although the other sex toy, if for the female members out there, I'm sure you've heard this before, but cucumbers, like. It's not even, yeah, I mean, you just write your name on it and it's good. No one will touch it.
Why does this cucumber have Sally's name on it? Oh, no reason.
I mean, it isn't Sally. It's the condom full of, like, lubrication that's going to ask, that may ask the question. I don't know. Maybe you don't give a shit and you just bareback that thing. That's your choice. Just make sure you wash it.
We're definitely going to need some feedback on which the females prefer on that. How do you work your cucumbers?
Oh, man, no, that is wrong. We can't even call Manlands Ladylands, dude. We are on new territory right here. This is horrible. This is just bad. Although David is like, he's not even paying attention because he's trying to deal with a beetle right now.
I really am trying to avoid looking at my screen because this thing is fucking driving me nuts.
The tilt is real.
All right. Well, we can go straight from how do you make sex toys into how are the Eldrazi made. And that may be a result of sex toys. Who knows? Maybe Dr. Octopus got drunk one night, had sex with the vacuum with his mother's lipstick on it, boom! I don't know, some kind of crazy Phyrexian oil dropped on that shit, and boom, sex toys. There basically are sex toys. Now, Eldrazi?
I just made one. I just made one in my house. I'm gonna tweet you guys a picture, and I swear on everything. If this is a picture of my dick or anything like that, you can all punch me in the face. What the fuck is that?
I feel like I can hear it playing in the background already.
What?
No, that's David yelling at his fucking computer.
What? What is? Hey, did someone click his fucking video? Anyways, look, Kevy.
Yeah, you better click my video. I fucking sent it to you.
Kevy, we know that we can't click any of your shit anymore. It's...
No.
Yeah.
This is a trap.
This is an absolute promise.
It's like the fourth rule of the universe.
No, this is an absolute promise. This is a picture that I'm going to fucking tweet to you guys, but if it is a picture of my penis or anything like my penis, my balls, a picture of me at all. This is just the sex toy I made at my house.
Oh,
then you guys can punch me in the face.
All right. Is that a
no,
bet? Is that a
sweet.
Bet?
Kind of. Yes, it's a bet. You guys can punch me in the face with a picture
okay.
of my dick. Or balls.
Or balls. Thank you.
But this is actually kind of become an inconvenience for me. I can't tweet you guys pictures without you guys thinking it's a picture of my dick.
How did that? Whose fault is that?
Yours. All of yours.
You know what it is? He's too tempted. You can't give him that option. I just don't see any pictures besides like two pussies with like a frog in there. Is that what I'm looking at?
No, it's going to be perfect. No, hold
see,
on. No,
oh, see now
yet.
I know
hold
you're
on.
Tricking. You don't say that shit.
No, I'm tweeting it right now. Hold on. I'm trying to do this as fast as I can. So it's still relevant.
Give it. I know what he's doing right now. Don't you even fucking do this. Don't fucking do it. I don't even want to play this game.
No, we don't even need the Twitter hole anymore. We just need
just
to
tweet each
talk
other
for
shit.
20 minutes as Kevin tries to navigate his camera around his cock and balls every week to find a new angle we haven't
just
seen before.
Just play with your cock and balls for mama. Just whip out your cock and balls and play with them.
And just play with them.
That's what they're made for. Just whip out your cock and balls. Don't
there
be
you go. Okay, I tweeted it. I made this by myself.
You know, I don't want... Oh, man, you did. You got a dick thing, see? You got a giant dick. Death Star dick.
Is that really
a paper towel holder? I don't believe that.
Yeah. It's a fruit basket and a paper towel.
That looks like a medieval torture device for.
Yeah, it sure
it's
does.
Like, you damn right.
But it was. It's kitchen utensils in my house that suddenly turn into like a pretty wicked.
I mean,
sex
if that looks like a juicer on the end of it, I wouldn't. I don't know. That looks dangerous.
I don't even think I'd put my
I'll
paper towels on
fucking put
on
lipstick
there.
On a my mom's lipstick on a vacuum cleaner and fuck the shit out of that.
Hey, that thing gives the.
I got limitations.
And that thing's got a good blowjob. I don't know. I'm just saying. All right, we are moving.
Tristan, did you fall for it? Did you look at
it?
No, I haven't.
See, see, you didn't fucking trust me because you didn't fall for shit. It's not a fucking picture of my penis.
Oh my lord.
It's a picture of a metal thing out of my kitchen that looks like a penis. Whatever. Fuck it.
I mean, we know you love that shit. All right, we're going to move up the hole just a little more. We got one more. Would you rather 5 Phyrexianized Eldrazi or 5 Eldrazi Phyrexians? I got to be honest with you. I don't think there's a difference there.
Yeah, I was going to say, the same
I mean, maybe.
Thing. I feel like they are.
Well, I don't know. Like, I think the question is, would you rather a giant Phyrexian, like, or a... squiggly Phyrex, or like, do you want like a giant Eldrazi Phyrexian, or do you want like a man-sized, like black squiggly thing with tentacles? I don't know. That's really what it comes. I think it's size.
I think it's more like Desolation Twin gets a lot better if it's fucking Phyrexian, because now it's only got a DL 10 to kill you.
I agree with that. I don't think I want to fight anything like that. And the Eldrazi really are like come to life sex toys, so. I definitely don't want it covered in black oil.
But you can't make those in your home.
Entire subsection of Japanese pornography based on them alone.
I'm pretty sure there's already a Reddit group that has started that. 20-inch penis Phyrexian nipples. So. So.
Said the cat to the bowl of milk.
20-inch. Cats in the bowl of milk. Alright. J.U. Doug, good old Judd, he says, I still want to know what happens when globally, when Heavy Meta switches over to the 1600 dust 20-minute lightning round format. I'm gonna take a minute aside, Doug, and talk to you about this. Do you realize that this is meant to be a 20-minute lightning round? That's from day one. This was meant to be a
It's always supposed to be a lightning
round. This is a lightning round. There's no faster way to do this. This is called lightning round of guys following a train as it's going off a track.
Heavy Meta would be the biggest cock tease of a podcast because we would finally get the question out in 20 minutes between all the attempted bug killing and cock picture taking. We wouldn't be able to answer shit before we were done for the week. We'd have to try to pick it back up the next week, and we'd have to move on to a new question. We wouldn't answer anything.
Yeah, we get...
You're absolutely right, Tristan. You're 100% right. That's what would happen. My
God. I don't know. You know what? Sometimes I wonder, like, do these questions all organically flow into each other, or is a single mind tweeting them all together? Because Brett, Ugly Wiener Dog, Ugly Wiener Dog says, you're in a street fight, Kevy. Which would you defend yourself with? A pink dildo, a heavy metal butt plug, or a six pack of Revised?
How big is the pink dildo?
Well, that is a good question. I would assume, what is the average male size of a pink dildo? Nine?
And we're going like 35 inches somewhere?
Then it's a sword. Then it's a giant pink sword.
Yeah. No, I think I'm still going to go with the pink dildo because, like, you know, the six-pack of Revised, obviously, I don't want... Like, if I'm stuck with that and I have to defend myself with it, then I will. But if I got to choose one, the heavy metal butt plug looks vicious... But you can't really win a street fight with that. Like, you're not, you know, if you come to
you get these guys on the ground and you just pound the living shit out of them. They're gonna give up.
Go. Oh no, keep talking, Maddie.
Look, I'm just saying.
No, just get them on the ground. And you just get these dudes on the ground and pound the shit out of them with a heavy metal dildo.
If you.
No, see, this is the thing. You gotta think about it logically. Like, the six-pack Revise isn't gonna do shit. The heavy metal dildo, you know, it looks like brass knuckles and it looks real vicious and it's probably gonna suck when it goes in a butt because you can't pull it back out.
Vacuum.
But it's also like, you know, a small, light fucking instrument. I'm figuring like a 6-inch fucking, like, normal size rubber dildo or whatever. Like, you could actually get some fucking, like, swing behind that and just fucking beat somebody over the head.
Or you could tie them together and make pink dildo nunchucks out of them. Eh?
Nunchucks, which would be sweet if I've got access to more than one.
I think the answer is clear. Two pink dildos is obviously better than one heavy metal bubble.
Well, yeah, but was the question two pink dildos or
unfortunately,
one?
It's singular. It's not.
Yeah. See, I still think I'd go with the pink dildo. Like, just a regular-ass pink dildo. Like, I mean, if it's one of those motorized sons of bitches, like, it's going to be more, like, stiff, and you could just try to stab their fucking eye out with it. But if it's, like, a big rubber one, like, you could just beat them over the fucking head with it. They'll take, like, first of all, if you're running screaming at some dude with a rubber dildo, like, a pink rubber dildo, like, they're going to be like, oh, God, what the fuck? And you're going to get the surprise element. Like, if you come at them with, like, the heavy metal butt plug, it's going to probably look like brass knuckles.
Yeah, it's going to look fucking intimidating. No. I think you're missing out the whole, like, sexual, like, anus Wolverine, like, battle, like, that.
The anus Wolverine
like, dude,
thing?
Dude, that on your hand, and you're like fucking, no. Like, early, wham, like, right in your eye. Like, that, and vaculock your ear shut. Like, dude, I don't know, that pink dildo looks a little...
Like, yeah, if you do plunge the heavy metal dildo into their eye and, like, eye gouge them with it, that's crazy, because, like, then what's going to happen when you try to pull it out? Like, you know, it's not supposed to come out. It may suck their brain out.
Dude, here's the thing. In a street fight, I've learned one thing, and that is when you kill the first guy, no one else will fight with you. So, but you're whipping a guy with a pink dildo, like, other guys are going to jump on you. You know, it's not easy, but the butt plug is like out of nowhere, just like wham, Wolverine style claw, bam, vacuum lock your brain.
It's like I still feel like regardless, it's still like a matter of like the weight of the fucking object that you got in your hand. And I feel like the regular size dildo is going to be better than the small little vacuum lock thing you got. Like I don't know. I'd probably just call David over and have him deal with the shit, and then butt plug whoever lost.
Wait, what?
Well, we use the heavy metal butt plug and we'll be like, David, like, you know the drill, you better not lose. And I'm not afraid David's going to lose. David's going to win. So then we get to heavy metal butt plug some random dude. But I don't think the question said, like, you could also get David to do your dirty work.
David grappled this guy, and then you're like, now he's tired. Yeah. He's like, take your pants off.
But no, I think if I'm gonna handle this on my own, I think I'm going with the 12-inch pink dildo.
All right.
I'm just and beat somebody over the head with that thing.
I think it's obviously no one's picking the pack of revised. Six packs of revised.
A six pack of revised is very confusing. Do you mean?
Oh, wait. Hold on. I might want to change my answer. So I get a six pack of revised, and I could use it like to defend myself, right? So I could just stick that in my back pocket and then act like a grown up and beat the shit out of the guy myself.
Yeah, you can use your fists. You don't have to smack
the Oh, sweet. No, I'm going with the revised thing. Like, I don't have to smack him with the... Oh, no, I'm taking the six-pack of revised. I'm putting that in my pocket, and then I'm beating the piss out of him, and I'm using that as motivation to know that, like, if I get my ass kicked, they are going to ruin these fucking cards. So I'm going to take the six-pack of revised, throw it in my back pocket, and then I'm going to beat the piss out of him anyway because I could just use my fists.
That's much better than asking David to grapple them when they're tired. Do something to them with a pick tool.
Ooh! Or could I go like, hey, David, I got three packs of revised for you if you knock this motherfucker
there
out.
There you go.
Done.
Done like dinner.
Yep. See? Done. We fucking win. That's how I use the six pack of revised to defend myself. David, knock this nigga out for three packs of fucking revised. And then we're good.
All right. You know what? That's very well thought out answers after about 5 minutes.
Yeah, I think Kevin monopolized all of our time on that one. See, and again, this is why we don't do 20-minute podcasts.
You know what? If one day we will do that, but unfortunately what it will be is us casting for 6 hours, and then we do one episode a year, and we just cut it up into 20 minutes.
We've done that before, too.
Well... Pray to God the internet doesn't destroy us.
That's called the year in review.
How the fuck are these guys still talking about Battle for Zendikar?
They're still going off on the art.
That's year in review, and you guys realize that shit's coming up.
Year in review,
right?
I can't wait. That's going to be a good one.
We've got another one of those coming up. Another one of those like 6-7 hour fucking podcasts.
Yeah. It's another reason we should get Maddie to come down to the crest, because then we can just record the whole thing live.
Oh my god,
room.
With beetles crawling all over us. Fuck no.
Just like every time we say we're going to do a live podcast from GP Vegas or GP Oakland, and nobody actually...
No one was on the same sleep schedule. You guys were working the room in shifts.
Ah, come on.
Do you think you're going to be on the same sleep schedule when you come to Ridgecrest?
You know how hard it is to get on Kevy's sleep schedule? It's not easy. All right, we've got a question from the Booze Cube. He says, would you pursue Jedi / Sith training if you permanently forgot all of your potty training? I don't know.
Could you remember it later when you go to take a shit? Like, how does this work?
Here's the thing. If I permanently forgot, that doesn't stop me from, learning it again. So, I'm pretty sure I'm a Jedi? Like...
I'm pretty sure permanently forgot means you can't learn it again. Like, you permanently forgot that shit.
Okay, but it wouldn't matter because I could just, like...
Wouldn't the question be, would you trade being a Jedi for always shitting yourself? Like,
I think that's where he was going with this. Like, you know, would you continue to shit yourself? But he also said
advancements in the adult diaper, I feel
he,
like.
He may have meant this differently, though, too, because he said permanently forget, and he also said to pursue. So it's like, if you had the chance to go pursue Jedi or Sith training... Also, you're going to lose the ability to fucking, shit in a toilet, but you could probably not succeed at being a Sith or Jedi and learn how to shit again.
Yeah, there's the downside. I mean, I don't have any force powers for real, so if a Jedi was to train me and I did shit my pants, he's probably going to be like, you're not Jedi material because you are shitting your pants, and I have no force powers, so it seems like a losing bet for me.
I think I'd still probably pursue it.
You'd still just roll the dice.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna roll the dice.
We don't have good luck like that.
I feel like worst case scenario, like if I do, like if I never remember how to fucking shit in a toilet again, like I'm gonna learn force push, right? So
there you go.
I'll be like, oh, I shit in my pants.
Force push it out.
Force push it back up, or I'll just take it out of my pants when nobody's looking and flick it.
Yeah, actually, Jedi training, I mean, you'd never have to touch your ass again. You just use the force, right?
You manipulate the material in your bowels to do whatever the fuck you want them to. So I feel like I'd roll the dice. Tristan, what do you think?
Shit in pants. Yes.
Yeah, again, I think with adult diaper technology at its greatest, even if I don't have the capacity to learn again, I could make
do with
the power. Well, I could make do with the power of the Force.
What? She's constipates you, it does. Jedi shit pants, come here.
All the Jedi would just make fun of you.
Feel the Force. Feel it flowing into your pants.
Oh, that's horrible.
Said the cat to the bowl of milk.
Right, oh, God, here we go. Oh, I feel like we just turned into a Kevin Smith movie.
Feel the...
What? Anyways, fuck this. Like, okay, hold on. Oh, no. He has the worst follow-up question. I'm not sure I should even go here. Fine. I don't know. It's up to you guys. Here he goes. Old question face-off. Would you rather have 15-inch penis nipples or severe baby muffin syndrome? Wow. That's
15-inch nipples don't do anything for anybody other than make Maddie laugh.
No, they're penis nipples.
I don't really see them as
they're
an
not
asset.
Nipples, they're penis nipples. So forget that straight. And they're 15 inches long.
So I'm peeing out of my nipples
right.
now.
Wait, what happened with this question?
He is creating a brand new segment on this show, which is called Old Question Face Off, where we take two questions. Oh.
Two answers.
So basically, would you rather have 15-inch penis nipples or a severe muffin baby syndrome?
Nipples. I like Maddie turns into like a small Chinese woman when he says nipples.
I don't have the horn.
Oh, nipples.
15-inch penis. Anyways, would you rather have penis nipples or muffin baby syndrome? Or would you rather be a short Asian woman with muffin baby syndrome? Oh, no.
Oh, muffin baby.
I think
syndrome.
I heard all that question, but Maddie was laughing pretty aggressively.
I think it's just 15-inch penis nipples or muffin baby.
Yeah,
syndrome.
It's pretty
like,
easy.
Which would you rather have?
Face off. Go. Lightning round.
It's a fairly easy
it is
question.
So not.
Muffin baby syndrome.
Very run of the mill.
It's. I think eat babies over having long nipples? I don't know. You could with.
You're not eating.
Yes, you are. It's muffin.
I don't think my muffin intake is going to change because babies and muffins are confusing.
Oh, my God. What if it's hot dogs and wieners? You couldn't tell the difference. Like, what?
Well, that's a little too
I'm
straight
good.
Up.
I don't like either. So.
I'm thinking muffin baby syndrome. Muffin baby syndrome is way better.
Is it? I don't know. Muffin baby syndrome is the least visible like, other people won't know that you like to eat baby muffins, but, like, I don't know.
No, it's like, if you chew, like, if you're chewing on a baby's head, like, people are going to know.
Yeah. I feel like we've talked about it so much now, like, we need to label this. Like, do you suffer from MBS?
Yeah, oh, that...
Okay. It's okay to suffer from MBS. Just stay away from nurseries and bakeries, and you'll be fine.
Do you suffer from 15-inch PN? I can see there's something wrong with your shirt.
I could live the rest of my life without muffins, just hoping that I didn't kill a baby. Like, I'd be fine.
I'm not so sure that, like, MBS syndrome doesn't carry over.
Well, like, my 15-inch nipples, like, unless, like, there's...
Like, it's sexually transmitted.
Well, it could be, maybe, but what about if it's just more along the lines, like, what constitutes...
Oh, that brings up a whole new fucking problem. If it's sexually transmitted, people are going to get it and not know.
Right?
And,
like, I don't know, that's serious. But
like, you're not always, you're like, how's that call work in the morning? It's like, oh, I know we spent last night together, but I gotta tell you something. I have MBS. And they're like, what the fuck is that? And they're like, oh, well, don't eat any fucking muffins.
Yeah, you just gotta keep it all vague. You know what? Just stay away from
muffins. Okay, fine. I guess I'll get into it. Like, Buffett babysit. No, like, you just be like, I'll just stay away from muffins. And they're gonna have no idea. Oh,
you know,
it'd
be
people.
Awesome. You just carry around like a trifold with you, you know, that has like a little baby head on it with a circle through it, and, like a muffin with a birthday candle in it. It's like MBS sufferers don't know the pain of.
MBSA Anonymous.
Yes. Muffin baby syndrome. I'm telling you, man. I think it's very clear that you do not want muffin baby syndrome. I definitely do not want 15-inch penis nipples either, but...
Nipples.
I mean, how cool would it be if you pierced those nipples, though?
I don't think that would help, but...
They would look awesome.
It's basically going to look like the cock you guys are trying to avoid pictures of. Like,
although, how... I mean, you'd be a stud.
I mean,
that was supposed to be a lightning round question. We're still fucking talking about this.
Okay, question. I don't want either one. This is a horrible. I don't like these evil choices of between like one bad thing and babies.
I'm starting to learn. I don't think that they ask us these random ass fucking weird Twitter questions because they want a serious answer from each one of us. I think they know that they're going to be like, oh shit, we're going to get a half hour of content out of the shit that I just asked you.
All right. Well, he has a follow up question because I don't have an answer to that. He says, which questions, penis nipples versus nipple penis or baby muffin versus gender swap sneezes? What? You know what, BoozCube, you're really going deep in next leveling us with confusion.
Yeah, we're in uncharted territory
here. We're also, like, really far into things, and David's into, like, liquor and smashing Beatles on his computer screen, which don't exist.
I just stepped on the desk.
They fucking exist, goddammit!
They don't exist. You're so drunk, you're just seeing Beatles.
I fucking posted a video, all right? The Beatles
goddamn video. That, okay, David, I'm sorry. I got to go all Vanilla Sky on you. There's no Beatle in that video.
No, I'm drunk. I'm not fucking idiotic. I know there's a goddamn Beatle.
I'm gonna
in
go
there.
Download that video and then I'm gonna use Adobe After Effects to take the Beatle out and then upload it again. You're gonna be like, I swear to God.
But I'm still gonna have the video on my goddamn phone.
No, you're still gonna have a Beatle in your fucking screen the next day.
It's actually gone right now. I'm kind of hoping it like keeled over or left or something.
Watch out. You never know where it could be. All right, so we're attempting to answer this question, gentlemen. Which question? Penis nipples versus nipple penis, or baby muffin versus gender swap sneezes.
I don't get what the
verse
is.
That's what I don't understand. I think he needed a...
Moving on.
Adam Savorsky says, those full art lands aren't textless, they're awful. Said everyone that forgot or never had to deal with textless crypto commands at FNMs. You know what? Again, that's bullshit. Give me textless all day long. Fuck that.
It's not even a question. You just want to rip on stiffs.
Because that's craziness. I disagree with that. Oh, wow. Look at this awesome, like, things fucking proxy guy did. Boom, in my feed. That's sweet. Oh, my God. His full art shit's so good. Anyway,
Let's take a moment out of the hole to talk about how spectacular proxy guy is once again this week. It's been already a great week on my end, seeing all these great renders being done for the new Proxy Cube project. Gotta shout out Josh every week between now and when we get to actually play with that thing. It's gonna be awesome. All that work that he's doing is fucking amazing. Remember, if you've got loose, shitty foils, you don't need them, send them Josh's way. Send him a message on the Twitter, and he'll make sure that they go to a good home. Yeah. You know who else is also on Twitter we could talk about this week?
Who?
I was just going to say Kevy's wife. You can now follow the hijinks of Little Metal and the Mrs. Metal.
Apparently someone ate all the chicken crackers. That's all I know. And it didn't go over.
I don't even know what a chicken cracker is.
Oh, my God.
Is.
They're so big in the crust.
You never heard of chicken in a basket?
You haven't. Yeah, chicken in a basket.
That.
Wait.
So in the Ridgecrest, it's like
cracker.
Currency?
That's a chicken cracker?
No, just in my house, it's like currency.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
And, he was rather upset because Mom ate all the chicken crackers.
Wait, what's a chicken cracker? Is that like a cracker flavored like a piece of chicken? Or is it an actual piece of chicken that looks like breaded in crackers?
No, it's straight up just a fucking, it's a box of crackers. Like, Chicken and a Biscuit is the fucking brand, whatever. And it's just crackers that taste like chicken. It's weird, but whatever.
The mascot on the front of the box looks like it's like a fucking meth head chicken.
Yeah.
What?
It is. It is a meth head chicken. And then, if you put fucking cheese in a can on top.
That's disgusting.
Cheese in a can on chicken and a biscuit. That is that is Ridgecrest cuisine right there.
And it's so good it hurts. Oh, my God.
You get a Michelin star for serving that.
A Michelin star. That is fine eats for any of you new theories out there.
That's, That's Ridgecrest poutine.
Oh my god, chicken and a crackers. Chicken on a cracker. There you go, man.
Chicken and a biscuit, spray cheese. That was it, just classic spray cheese.
Yeah, it's like easy cheese, like the shit that comes out of the can that you don't have to put in a fridge or anything like
oil.
That.
Just your cheese is quality. It's always
the cans are causing like plastic green or what is it, like the orange plastic cheese.
You know what's great too? If you buy a box of the chicken and a biscuit crackers, they're like from Nabisco, and then on the back it's all enjoy your favorite Nabisco crackers with fucking easy cheese, and it's got a picture of that shit on the back of it. It's like
they're in cahoots.
I don't even think that putting cheese on chicken crackers is illegal in the United States, but it's really good. And apparently my kid was pissed about that.
Thank you, Nabisco. Once again, another great episode sponsored by Nabisco crackers.
Is it Mrs. Metal? What's her handle?
Oh shit! Now I gotta look
it up. Her handle is Don't Open the Pitcher.
Sarah Metal. It's Sarah Metal. All
right.
With two L's. So fucking follow her and just give her shit. She was laughing because she's just like, oh, I don't get it. Like, she's like, I got a bunch of followers all of a sudden, like, because I tweeted you. And, like, David, this little asshole, he's just like, I followed her first. I didn't even realize she was on Twitter till last week on the fucking cast. And all of a sudden, I got, a Twitter notification from my wife. And I was like, oh, shit, you're on Twitter? It's fucking crazy. She already had like fucking 5-6 followers, and David was one of them. I'm like, oh, you son of a bitch, you're paying attention. I'm not. And so, yeah, then I said something about it, and
she followed me first.
She got a whole bunch. Oh, yeah.
Follow who you will with 15-inch penis nipples.
You got to do Harry Carey for that one. I'm sorry. What would you do if.
If your wife followed some other guy first? Would you eat yourself?
Would you?
I know I would. And then I'd block the shit out of
him. If you were in a street fight with three guys and you had a dildo.
If all you had was a dildo or a pack of Revive.
Six packs.
Fuck you. I asked the questions. Call me Whiskers.
I feel like this has got to be the new fucking sign-off line. Fuck the whole fuck yourself San Diego thing. We just need a random question.
If you were a city named San Diego, would you go fuck yourself?
I know I would. I don't even know what to say. That's the new line right there. We are now in extra innings. This is it. That's it.
Oh, yes!
142, man. We have finally found the new line.
God bless.
Thank God I finally... I don't even have to stay sober for the whole episode anymore.
I know I would.
Because that's ever happened.
Sorry, let me rephrase that. I don't have to stay awake for the whole episode anymore.
That's much more accurate.
Oh, my God. This Twitter question we have to fit in the after-hours portion here. June Castle says again, Ridgecrest, the home of the blank and the blank. Fill in the blanks, guys.
The chicken crackers and the cheese spread.
I was just going to say, that's so perfect. No, it's the home of the avatar. What were those blue creatures called?
The Nahiri
and the needles, yes.
Did you guys see the picture I fucking tweeted you? Once again, I'm like not trying to troll you with pictures of my dick. Did you see?
Oh my god.
No, Maddie, you
real?
Maddie, you're always gonna look and you can tell them, like, look, it's not a picture.
Oh my god, you have those little black and red ones? We get those here too. But not like that. That's disgusting.
We used to have that, like, all over the place. We used to have these little, like, red ones with black markings on them. And those are, like, a normal thing you'd see here and there, just like you'd see ants or any other bug. But now, like, this last year, there's been this crazy infestation of these black ones that have red markings on them that look kind of the same, but they're different. And, yeah, now this is the shit that David was chasing through his fucking monitor because they get into anything that has light. It's fucking insane. But we're being told that they will leave when the weather cools down.
Wow. By who?
I don't know, scientists and shit.
Okay. It was coming to calm your asses down. Be like, they'll go away. Just
they're gonna go. They're gonna
don't worry about it.
No, and actually, it I believe it to the, like, when they said the weather is going to cool down, they're going to go away. And this has been going on for months now. But, like, for the last 2 weeks, the weather has cooled down a lot, and we haven't seen any of them at all whatsoever. They just disappeared. And then within the last couple days, they've showed back up, and the weather is fucking hot as shit again. So it's, yeah, maybe they'll leave when it gets cold. I don't know, but it sucks because they fucking invade everything. Like, those pictures that are on fucking Google aren't, like, the norm. Like, that's, like, some of the worst pictures of it. But, like, it's like that all over fucking, you go to a gas station at night, or you go to fucking, like, Home Depot sucks. I have to go there all the fucking time, but they leave out in their lumber yard, they leave the lights on all the fucking time. And so those things just fucking hang out in there and then die. Because basically what happens is they all fucking show up, they're drawn to light, they go to wherever there's light, and then they fucking die by morning. And then there's a bunch of carcasses all over the fucking ground. And then the next night, a bunch more show up. It's fucking ridiculous. So we've just kind of learned to keep your lights off, like keep the porch light off and shit like that. My house hasn't got hit too bad with them. Like at its very worst, we probably saw like fucking 30 of them at once. And that was like the worst we ever saw at my house. But like you go to the gas station and there's thousands and thousands of them. Like it's fucking crazy, man. But hopefully by the time you guys come here for GP Crest, they'll all be gone. If not, then well, welcome to Crest.
Yeah, gross as shit.
If
whatever,
not,
man.
Suck up on the Beatles. We do have one last question that I think is pretty good. We had a couple. Marcel had a weird one about we win all expenses paid trip to New Zealand, but the day before we have a final destination like premonition of the ... which I don't know where he's going because I can't find a follow up. Oh,
I think he just tweeted it to himself. Oh. Or like, you know what I'm saying? He tweeted it out.
Imagine
everybody.
A lost like island preventing communication. Oh wow, okay. So, like, is the question, like, we land?
Oh, that's not nearly as bad as I was expecting. I was expecting, like, a final destination-esque premonition where we die. Yeah, and do we take the risk to get to New Zealand? If we're just going to get caught up to the show
I'm going
to
go off at that one and be like, oh, I love Mildivane enough, I might
think I
risk
would,
it.
Too. Fuck it, man. You never know if that's real or not.
Get away from all those Beatles. Yeah, sign
oh,
me
yeah,
up.
Oh, yeah, see? If I'm flying out of the Crest, it's, like, not even a decision. It's get me the fuck out of there. I don't know.
If you're flying out of the Crest, you have a pilot's license.
Oh my god, I can hear the Top Gun songs and Sea Thug playing right now, man. TSG is just like throwing shit at his old professor. You fucking whore.
Danger zone.
As much as we might try to ward you off with shit like this, I think you guys are gonna have a fucking blast when you come to the Crest.
You know what's funny? You're not warding us off. You're just showing us the reality of the horrible biblical plagues that are occurring there.
Yeah, we're not. It's like reverse psychology. We're like, all right, when you get here, it's gonna be hotter than anything you've ever fucking felt in your life. There's gonna be a plague of beetles. So you're picturing like hell on Earth, like incarnate. And then like when you get here, you're like, oh shit. There's a bowling alley and stuff? This is actually pretty sweet. we're just reverse psychologing your ass. I think reverse psychologing is not a word, but I just...
So, like, at the bowling alley, they've got to, like, know your name, and you know them, and it's got to be, like...
Not so much, because, like, I go there frequently now, but I haven't for a long time. So, like, when we go to the bowling alley, there's, a 90% chance my aunt's going to be there and buy drinks for everybody. Because she just hangs out.
What?
But, I don't know the people that run the
bowling alley. Wait. Is there a chance we meet, like, your aunt? Is this, like, Big Lebowski kind of, like, level?
No, just literally my aunt has, like, basically been living at the fucking bowling alley for fucking years.
Yeah, it's, like, across the street from your house, but you don't really go visit her ever.
I haven't seen my aunt in, like, 3 years. But she works at the bowling alley.
Well, no, because she doesn't, like, she lives around the corner, and she works on the base, but, like, she bowls. Like, that's what she's always done. She's just, like, one of those fucking avid fucking bowlers. But, you know, she's getting older and fucking, she's like, yeah, I don't bowl so much anymore. I just hang out at the bar. But she's there all the fucking time. Every time I've gone to the bowling alley, I think my aunt has been there. And she's like, I'm gonna buy you a drink. And we talk a bunch. And then I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to go bowl tomorrow. I'll see you later, aunts. Bye. And then that's
what?
That.
What?
But it is a small enough town that, like, I live across the street from the bowling alley. And if I go there, my aunt is going to be there.
Oh, my God.
Not like, oh, my aunt works there. It's like, oh, my aunt's just drunk there.
Why do I imagine your aunt to be like a female version of Kramer but really drunk? Is that accurate? Like for some reason I'm picturing like an episode of Seinfeld, but in the Crest is like an average day for you guys.
She just shows up out of, like, she's just all like with the shake and
yes,
everything.
Yeah. Smoking a cigar out of one end, and she's always like, Jerry. But it's like Kemi. It's like, Kemi, let me tell you an idea.
No, man, I guarantee you, like, if you guys come here, like, Ridgecrest is a different fucking place.
Oh,
it's
different, all right.
It's definitely
it is not,
different.
It's not the same.
But it's lovable.
Is it lovable?
Yeah, it is lovable.
Is it like vacuum with lipstick lovable? Wait, is it vacuum lipstick lovable, or is it more like rancid mayonnaise fuckable? That's what I want to know.
It's both. That's the thing.
Interesting scale is created.
Like, and literally, you have no idea how good of an analogy that is. It's both. Like, this town is a fucking mixture of, like, it's like a half and half of people that are stuck here that are fucking terrible fucking people that, like, just are, like, ugh, the waste of the earth, and then fucking engineers that work on base that live here. So you're basically, like, you've got the guy that fucks the jar of mayonnaise, and you've got the guy that puts lipstick on a vacuum cleaner.
Which
and,
one's
like,
the engineer?
They live in Harvard.
Which one's the engineer?
The engineer, of course.
Because he's got mechanical sense.
The guy that fucks the vacuum, that's the engineer. He's just like, oh, well, you know. Like, I probably put bleeder valves in just in case, you know, something gets stuck. You know, he can bleed off the pressure. The guy that's fucked the jar of mayonnaise may or may not even put it in the microwave. He might put meth in it. And who knows? But it's like this melting pot of engineers and like,
meth.
Very intelligent people.
And tweakers. Oh my god, dude. You keep selling it like this, and I guarantee you, man, you could probably apply for a job in marketing Ridgecrest.
It's one of those things. I guarantee you, when fucking Tristan comes here, Marcel comes here, and they get to actually experience this. Because, I mean, that's the only way you can experience
true.
It. If you drive past it, you're like, oh, Jesus Christ, that looks like, But if you would come and experience this fucking town, it's a whole different story. And they'll come back and they'll probably say something along the lines of, I don't really know how I feel. I don't know if I liked that or if I didn't like it. I was there for 4 fucking days and I don't even know what happened. And it, like, they'll probably be the highest shit on meth. Like,
you know what? I think Ridgecrest could be summed up like this. Like a venereal disease, you can read all the pamphlets you want, but until you get it and you're scratching your ass in the car.